News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court allowing President Trump to put his plan to dismantle the Education Department back on track. Some 17 to make that 1,400 employees could be sent packing. And the Trump administration is being sued.
More than 20 states are suing President Trump's administration over billions of dollars in funding for after-school care, summer programs, and more that is now frozen. Programs for more than a million students are at risk because of a Trump administration freeze on education grants. Congress set aside money for the programs at Boys and Girls Clubs, the YMCA, and public schools to provide academic support, enrichment, and child care. But Trump's administration says it wants to make sure recipients' programs align with the Republican president's priorities.
Also, a townhall.com investigation continues in Fall River, Massachusetts, where nine people have been killed, dozens more hurt, in a fire in an assisted living facility. Residents who praise firefighters and police for their rescue efforts say staff members actually did very little to help. Gabriel House resident Robert Cabral says he feels very fortunate to be alive.
I live on the first floor near the exit door. When the firemen came in, busted the window, banged on my door, get out right away, what I have on.
Authorities say the dead ranged in age from 61 to 86. Israel striking military forces in southern Syria, where government troops and Bedouin tribes clash with Druze militias. Interior Ministry says at least 30 people died, 100 injured. Death toll from the Texas floods now has reached 132, and the number of people missing has been downgraded to just over 100. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Capitol Beltway already in Montgomery County. A wreck that was in the left-hand lane is now on the right side, outer loop of Route 29. But the backup already on the Beltway is back to the ramps at I-95 and up through New Hampshire Avenue. So already through there, 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer in the 95 South. We'll have a problem as well. A couple of accidents earlier on the Parkway. One was northbound at Arundel Mills. There's now a report of an accident northbound near NASA, also on the Parkway on the northbound side. We'll keep an eye on that. And early, about 45 minutes ago, we had some wires down in the city at Frankfort Avenue at Sinclair Lane up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Severe storms in the Baltimore area led to the flooding of several roadways on Monday. Flash flood warnings were issued throughout the metro area, with several vehicles becoming stranded in high water on Pulaski Highway at East Monument Street. Streets along City Dock in Annapolis also closed. Rising water near the Patapsco River in Ellicott City set off the town's alert system, urging people to seek higher ground. Police have released the name of a motorcyclist who was killed in a crash in Elder. 20-year-old Casey Tucker was pronounced dead following the Sunday afternoon accident in the area of Route 32 and Londontown Boulevard. A preliminary investigation reveals a woman driving north on Route 32 was hit by the motorcycle while trying to turn onto London Town Boulevard. Nurses at Baltimore St. Agnes Hospital are planning to hold a one-day strike over concerns about patient care, staffing levels, and high turnover. The strike was unanimously approved back in May. It's scheduled to take place next week on July 24th. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 840, pick 4, 5500. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Sports.
The big dumper becomes the big winner.
The Dominican dominance comes to an end. The big dumper is your home run derby champion for 2025.
That was the call on ESPN. The big dumper, a.k.a. Cal Raleigh, with his dad on the mound and his brother, I guess the little dumper, behind the plate, outlasts the Rays Junior Caminero to win the 2025 home run derby. 54 in all for Cal Raleigh, the first catcher to win it. After the derby, the big dumper on how sweet it is.
Kind of surreal, you know, you don't think you're going to win it, and you don't think you're ever going to get invited, and then you get invited, and you know, the fact that you win it with your family, and super special, and just what a night.
The Nats' James Wood, an Olney native, blasted a 486-foot homer among his 16 dingers, but exited after round one. MLB draft concluded yesterday. The O's Hall includes 24 players, 13 pitchers, 8 from the right side, 5 southpaws, 11 position players, 21 are college athletes, and 3 from the high school ranks. But the buzz is around pick number 1, Ike Irish. VP of Player Development Matt Blood gushing on Irish.
We love his bat. It's a very polished bat, you know, both on all aspects of how you would want a hitter to be, you know, contact, power, swing decisions. Just really, really exciting hitter.
Coming up in 30 minutes, a soft open today in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, July the 15th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey, and Bruce Elliott is off on vacation. He'll be back with us again tomorrow. Our executive producer today, Michelle Drusella, in for the vacation, Kristen Hagerick. Top stories for you today. Federal Hill leaders demanding action on the untouchables. the juvenile thugs that have been vandalizing, carjacking, robbing, stealing, throwing bricks through windows, etc. Supreme Court rules that the president can indeed fire the Department of Education workforce, and that has got the left up in arms. But our top story of this hour, Maryland Democrats patting themselves on the back for the crime reduction numbers here in Baltimore. Maryland's two senators, two House Democrats gathered yesterday, along with Mayor Brandon Scott, to crow and congratulate themselves on the reported homicide reduction, 68 through June, representing a nearly 23% reduction from the first half of last year. Non-fatal shootings also dropped nearly 20% from last year. Of course, we didn't hear much about the bad batch of drugs that led to 27 overdoses. 8 people still in critical condition there, spread across Baltimore area hospitals. Didn't hear much about the explosion in juvenile crime, nor did we hear about the Baltimore's failing education system, infrastructure problems, and overall trash appearance in Baltimore City. That seems to be. But what we heard yesterday from a number of legislators, including, Senator Van Hollen was there, Senator Alsobrooks, Kwesi Mfume, and yes, there was a Johnny Zero appearance. No, we haven't seen much of him, but he does like to show up for stuff like this, where he likes to glad hand and pat himself on the back. But absolutely no credit was given to former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. Absolutely no credit given to the city state's attorney. That would have been Ivan Bates. And when the Baltimore Sun asked Mayor how much credit he takes for the city's crime trends compared to leaders like Ivan Bates, he took a little verbal jab. He said, and I quote, "If homicides were up 20%, you wouldn't be asking me if the state's attorney was responsible. You'd be saying, Mr. Mayor, what are you going to do?" End of quote. But I would beg to differ, because homicide rates were up, and we were having all sorts of problems in Baltimore City when there was a city state's attorney by the name of Marilyn Mosby. Remember her? Remember the Freddie Gray riots? Remember our day, our time has come? Remember the indictment of the Baltimore Six? The police officers? No convictions whatsoever. This was basically an insurance attorney that ran for office and became the city state's attorney. No criminal background, no criminal experience whatsoever, and it showed. So, yeah, there was blame placed on Marilyn Mosby in Mayor Scott's first term. As we know, Ivan Bates always haven't seen eye to eye on a number of things. But I just find it curious that, it's great to have these numbers, if you can believe them. If you can believe these numbers, these are reported homicide reductions. And there may be any number of reasons why, people aren't, you can massage statistics, as politicians have been known to do. Is Baltimore a safe city? I do not think it is. Is it safer than it was last year? Maybe. Coming up next, there was no acknowledgement yesterday at this press conference of New Jack City and this new drug that's finding its way on the streets of Penn North and West Baltimore. We've got an update for you on that. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like we're okay at the Bay Bridge and nothing major as we get underway. 2 lanes eastbound, 3 lanes westbound. That's normal. Everybody's open and the roadway conditions right now are dry. Good conditions all the way across towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97 and even I-97 southbound at Route 32 right now is in the clear. There were a couple of accidents earlier. DW Parkway up around Arundel Mills and then northbound near the ramp for NASA. So traffic north from the Capitol Beltway might still have an impact there. And then the wreck on the Capitol Beltway happened before 6, moved over to the shoulder, outer loop at Route 29, but it's dead solid on the Capitol Beltway back into the ramp at I-95. Both the tunnels right now are reporting their lanes clear and nothing major early, 895 and 95 with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild and muggy start this morning, mixture of clouds and sun later this afternoon. We're in the 90s, more storms on the way for today and Wednesday. Boy, there was a couple of thunderstorms yesterday were heavy downpours. I know there was a tornado warning in Anne Arundel County and flash floods. Seeing Ellicott City has had some issues. You see the floods in New York? Jeez, they were nasty.
We had Plant City, Florida, which is east of Tampa, had 9 inches of rain in 3 hours.
Whoa. That's not good, especially in a flat area like Florida.
Oh, man.
Partly cloudy, 72 right now. Columbia, 72 at Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. The X account of Sesame Street's Elmo was hacked, and the account displayed anti-Semitic and racist messages. And not to mention homophobic. You won't believe the horrible things they were saying about Bert and Ernie.
No.
Yeah. Just really.
Say it ain't so.
Really nasty stuff. The 156-acre mountaintop estate in New Hampshire where Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested back in 2020. Remember, she was Jeffrey Epstein's enabler. Hit the market yesterday for $2.5 million. According to Ghislaine, it was a great place to hang. Much better than Jeffrey's prison cell. Michelle, that one hurt, right?
Yeah. He was starring on Knots Landing right after that.
Yes, he did.
Sorry.
Their survey shows that millennials and Gen Z feel overwhelmed on average 17 days per month.
Oh.
I just wait when you get older. It's the entire month. But you learn how to handle it.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Japanese scientists set a new record in internet speed. They transmit 125,000 gigabytes per second. That's roughly 4 million times faster than the average U.S. broadband connection. To put it in perspective, you could download an entire 3D model of Chuck Whitaker in 1 second.
Nice.
So
nice.
Good
that
stuff.
Takes some doing.
Yes, it does. The Palms Casino Resort in Vegas is planning to open the first ever Uno Social Club. It'll be a casino-like setting which the popular family card game will be played.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? You're going to be able to bet on Monopoly? Battleship? Other kids' games? Hungry, hungry hippos? Crazy. Yeah,
they bet on everything.
I think they should have real Monopoly.
They do bet on everything. You're right.
You know? A real Monopoly game. Yeah. Bet on your house, my house.
Yeah. That would make it really interesting.
Yes, it would.
A Tesla robotaxi in Austin, Texas, plotted a course around the city that formed a giant penis on a digital map of the streets.
No kidding.
Elon Musk tweeted out the image.
Yeah,
did you see it?
I did. I didn't know it was something that they actually put out.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Texas? I thought it should be around Dixville Notch. Series of tweets from...
If he put it out, it only took up two blocks.
Series of tweets from Britney Spears, which she claimed to have adopted a baby daughter, they appear to be a hoax. Mm. So it's unfortunate because there are a lot of troubled kids out there who do need to be adopted by a loving and caring parent. And, troubled kids like Britney Spears. She needs some help. It's National Orange Chicken Day, by the way. If you like orange chicken, you can celebrate with a little Chinese orange chicken today. So, or maybe like
that. I don't think I've ever had that.
You've ever had orange chicken? It's a spicy. Mm-hmm. It's a fried chicken breast in like an orange glazed sauce with flakes of red pepper. It's a little spicy, a little heat to it.
Yeah. Is that General Tso's?
That's a different kind. That's a brown sauce, but it's not as spicy as the orange chicken. So
I like that.
I thought you were saying you like General Mao's. Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Some people
like
say
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, like Mickey Mouse, right. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, the annual running of the Bulls in Pamplona is about to end in Spain. It's coming to an end. And, well, now they've got their own theme song for the running of the Bulls.
Spanish guys run over by a big bull. Running around the Pamplona streets. Wearing red and white with a bandana. Trying not to get a horn between their cheeks.
Ouch!
It's a dangerous tradition from 800 years ago. It's a Spanish celebration with a thin line between stupid and macho. And the bulls will try and gore 'em. So they better run real fast, or they'll wake up in the morning in the hospital wrapped up in a body cast. Spanish guys run over by a big bull. It's not for the cowardly and weak. You've gotta be masculine and manly to not get a bull horn between your cheeks.
Ouch! Wait, any kind of money that would prompt you to do the running of the Bulls?
I would do it.
You would do it?
Fun.
Yeah. Would you wear a cape and a bandana like they wear over in Spain?
Absolutely.
I can just
wrestling
see it
boots.
Now. What do you think you do the 40 in? The 40-yard dash.
3 days? The 40. When's the last time I ran the 40? When the hell's the last time you ran the 40?
It's been a while.
I know.
It has been a while.
I used to be pretty quick with that, you know, but
I was
1966.
Too. My best time was a 4.8 in the 40.
About the same.
That was a long time ago, as I said.
Yes, it was. Back on the football
and I was a linebacker. I was not a speed demon, but I was a linebacker. So
I played both sides. No pun intended.
He did it to himself.
I knew as soon as I said that, I said, oh, this is deep doo-doo right here. Some people just turned over someplace.
You played end guard and tackle, right?
I was a tight end, yes.
Yeah, you sat at the end of the bench, guarded the water, and tackled anybody that got near it.
That's not... I was a 60-minute man. You know that song.
Yes, I do. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
I see.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble page, or Facebook page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, the drug that hit the streets that caused 27 massive overdoses. We've got more coverage of that in a moment here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Coming up after the 6:30 news, the Supreme Court rules a president can indeed fire the Department of Education workforce. Here we go. Get it back to the states. I'm not sure Maryland would be a good choice, but other states probably have their act together. Mike writes in, if we're going to sell weapons to NATO, doesn't this mean we'll be picking up the majority of the tab? Smoke and mirrors. Well, not necessarily, because remember at the NATO summit, President Trump got every single NATO member except Spain to kick up their contribution to 5% of their GDP. And so that means there's a lot more money and NATO. Now, we'll be giving our share of whatever the weapons cost, but I think that in the long run, they're going to be buying the weapons from us. So it's going to be a net positive for the United States because the rest of NATO is going to end up paying for them and distributing them to Ukraine. All right, 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so some of the areas now improving. It looks like the wreck on the Capitol Beltway at 29 at Route 29 is gone now. And that's loosening up a little bit coming over from New Hampshire Avenue and from I-95. And also both of the earlier wrecks on the BW Parkway. One was northbound near Arundel Mills, then northbound at NASA. Both of those are gone, and also a nice recovery in that area. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're clear. Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, the mild and muggy start to the day. Once again, mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon. Boy, that humidity yesterday. You walked outside and you immediately started to sweat. It was that moist. Today's high in the 90s. More storms on the way perhaps today and tomorrow. Right now, it is sunny, 75 in Annapolis and 72 in Ellicott City. That dangerous street drug that they believe caused these overdoses or bad doses because we have a Eddie is raising that question this morning in a in an email to the show. Was it are they actually overdoses or bad doses? And again, they're still investigating. I don't know. We haven't got a medical update yet, but they think it's this drug called New Jack City. That was a film back in 1991 about the crack cocaine epidemic, and the Baltimore Police Department is saying that they're seeing this drug in the streets of Philadelphia and Los Angeles. This drug is a combination of fentanyl, heroin, or both, depending upon the dealer. But what it's cut with to enhance the to accelerate the high and enhance the high is Freon or antifreeze, according to BPD. And that might be what's sending people to the hospital. If you're consuming Freon and antifreeze, that ain't good. And so that is that can really mess you up. And so it looks like these, you know, again, who knows? It might be a overdose, might be bad dose, might be a mixture of the two. But a former addict, his name is Darren Dugan. He was on with Fox 45 last night, and he went back to the corner at Penn North where he used to ply, you know, his trade and get his drugs. And he's now cleaned up, he's sober, and he's out in the Penn North neighborhood trying to help people. And he's saying that Penn North is you know an open air drug market, and it's so bad that even police that are stationed there don't do anything about it.
It's an open-air drug market. There is, it seems like there's always an officer parked at the corner, and I remember coming out here and literally walking right past the police, probably 100 feet in front of them, wondering if it's okay, capping and then walking back, you know? These are just places where people can come en masse all day long.
Yeah, one of the individuals he saw on the report last night by Fox 45 on camera was looked like to appear a woman, and she looked like she a zombie. Have you ever seen the Walking Dead movies? That's what it appeared to me, like a zombie. She was standing up. So it wasn't like she was passed out, you know, flat out on the sidewalk. And I've seen this before in other cities. It's they call it Trank, which is they cut it with veterinarian tranquilizers for animals. It can, you know, basically, it's imagine if you're using it for a horse, what it can do to a human being. But Dugan was asked about this new drug. It's actually an older drug, but it's now being seen in the streets of Baltimore called New Jack City.
Unfortunately, there's a mass of the fentanyl that's going out is now also laced with xylazine. And the more they lean on xylazine, the harder it is for people to even be resuscitated with Narcan. It's not an opiate, but it still suppresses your nervous system. So when people use it, Narcan does not help. The only thing that helps is somebody who's able to apply rescue breathing for the entirety of the time while waiting.
Yeah, xylazine is that approved only for veterinary use as a sedative or muscle relaxant for horses. Okay, so those are 2,000-pound animals compared to, imagine, anywhere between 100 and 200-pound human being. It's not going to be pretty, and it's going to lead you to the hospital. So far, I am shocked that nobody has died as a result of these drug overdoses or bad doses. And Robin Worley, she's the assistant state's attorney for Baltimore City in Ivan Bates' office, and she was asked by Fox 45 whether or not Penn North is an open-air drug market and whether Baltimore itself has an open-air drug market problem.
I mean, we certainly have a drug problem in Baltimore City, but everywhere. That's not just here. And we do have open-air drug markets. Anybody who lives or drives through the city can see that. So I would say yes.
Yeah, so on a day that they're crowing about the crime reduction, we're watching drug use explode, massive overdoses, bad doses. We'll get to the juvenile crime problem here a little bit later. It's completely out of control and what needs to be done there. But it seems like they, you know, they've taken their eye off the ball. I mean, you're supposed to be able to do more than two things at a time. It seems to me that Mayor Scott's office, Monzie, Safe Streets, the group violence reduction strategy, they basically are just moving problems around Baltimore City. It's gone from, okay, we got homicides down, we got non-fatal shootings down, but watching everything else explode, including
including juvenile crime, drug usage, and now, of course, the ongoing issues with our education system. We'll get to that in the next segment, in which the Supreme Court has ruled the president can indeed fire his Department of Education workforce. But as I said the other day, we have tried so many other things and then the mayor's message really is, hey, just go slow. Use with someone else. Take it slow. And we never get the message of, hey, you know, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. Every time you buy a drug, use a drug, it could end your life, like it did Len Bias and others. Massive overdoses in Baltimore, which is now known as, and this is nationwide, folks, we don't make this up, as the overdose capital of the United States. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in for Bruce Elliott, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Vinny Steele. A woman was rescued from rushing waters from Herring Run Stream last night. Baltimore police and firefighters responded to the incident just before 8 p.m. near the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane in northeast Baltimore's Frankford neighborhood. Apparently, there was a group of people swimming in the creek. According to Fox 45, the victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Severe storms yesterday promoted flash flood warnings and street closures, or prompted, rather, I should say. Several vehicles became stranded on Pulaski Highway at East Monument Street. Streets were closed along City Dock in Annapolis, and parking was prohibited for a time along Main Street in Ellicott City. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation praised Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott during their annual meeting with the mayor and the city yesterday. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen started the meeting by thanking the mayor and his team for the extraordinary progress they have made. U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks called Mayor Scott a super bad mayor and an incredible leader. The Baltimore Sun reports the city had 68 reported homicides through June this year, a 22% reduction from the first half of 2024. It's also the lowest number in more than 50 years. Non-fatal shootings also dropped in the city, nearly 20% from last year. Maryland State Police have released the latest stats from its DUI enforcement effort from July 9th to the 12th. The State Police Impaired Driving Reduction Effort team recorded 9 arrests for suspected DUI. In addition, troopers from all 23 barracks responded to 10 suspected DUI crashes over the weekend. 4 of those accidents involved multiple vehicles. You're winning. We'll be back right after this.
Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Vinny, I'm checking out your VinnySteele.com website, and I gotta say, I love that it's so easy to navigate.
Thanks, Sean. I really try to make it easy for everybody who needs to buy, sell, get multiple cash offers, or they just want to reach out to me directly with any questions they may have.
So what's the most asked question you get these days?
You know, Sean, I would say probably questions about my guaranteed sale program and how much money a seller can get for their home in today's market.
Well, you are famous for your Home Sold Guarantee or We'll Buy It offer, but you have other great programs and services here, right?
Absolutely. Sellers want the most money and certainty, and I make it easy with my guaranteed sale program, my exclusive multiple cash offer platform, and buy before you sell programs all online.
So if you're on the market to sell your home this summer, do what I did. Check out VinnySteele.com and then call or text Vinny at 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 and then start packing.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 840, pick 4, 5500. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Nothing major at the tunnel southbound, though we are getting heavy now. 895, some brake lights before O'Donnell Street. 95, top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. There's a couple of vehicles stopped with a police car northbound on 95 coming up to the Keith Avenue ramp. So if you're coming out of the plaza, you're heading up the hill towards Keith Avenue and O'Donnell Street. Well off to the side. Not going to be a big problem there. City police with a new minor accident northeast side and then maybe near the roadway at Erdman Avenue and Macon Street as you're traveling north of Pulaski Highway on Erdman Avenue. Keep an eye out for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The next generation of MLB power hitters put on a show last night in the ATL, as seven of the eight players in the Home Run Derby were first-timers. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh wins it with 54 in all, but Pirates shortstop O'Neill Cruz stole the show.
The next one.
Well, at least we heard half of it. Call on ESPN, O'Neill Cruz with the four longest home runs last night. A 513-footer, 498, 492, and 486. Post-derby comments from Raleigh, who literally inched out the Athletics' Brett Rooker in the first round.
My goodness gracious, that's close. I mean, you know, like, it's just crazy. You know, an inch off, and I'm not even in the, you know, Final Four, which is, you know, amazing. So, I guess I got lucky there.
And just to explain that, the tiebreaker is the longest home run distance, and good God, it was close. 471.61 feet for Raleigh, 471.53 feet for Rooker, per the StatCast overlords. How do they really do that? MLB All-Star Game tonight in Atlanta. Tarek Skubal on the hill for the AL. Paul Skeens of the Pirates for the NL. Ryan O'Hearn, the lone Orioles starter. He'll DH in bat six. MLB Draft concluded yesterday. 24 newbies now in the Orioles organization. 13 pitchers, 11 position players. The team's number one pick was Ike Irish, the catcher outfielder out of Auburn. Never hit less than 319 in any season as a Tiger. Perhaps the best pure hitter in college baseball. The question is, where will he play? VP of Player Development Matt Blood says, where can't he play?
He has the ability to catch. He has the ability to play corner outfield. He has the ability to play some first base. And we're pretty big on defensive versatility, so...
Soft open to the Ravens' 30th anniversary season in Baltimore today as rookies report to Owings Mills for the start of training camp. Veterans report 1 week from today. And finally, it's Open Championship week at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, and wasting no time to prep was Rory McIlroy. 12 hours after he wrapped up a second-place finish at the Scottish Open near Edinburgh, the five-time major winner walked up to the first tee at Royal Portrush around 7 a.m. local time yesterday on 4 hours of sleep and began his first practice round in advance of this year's Open Championship. McIlroy, by the way, still owns the course record, a 61, when he was 16 years old, and now he returns home as a Grand Slam champion. The time now is 6:37, when we return, ranking Lamar.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So with the NFL, the soft open today, most camps will start with their rookies. You know, sports outlets are polling NFL executives about, you know, who's the best quarterback, who's the best running back, etc. Lamar rarely makes it in the top five.
He did this time.
Well, some are ranking him outside the top five.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a poll yesterday where he's ranked fourth.
Yes, I saw that poll too. Yeah. That was a CBS Sports poll. But the consensus is Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Burrow, Lamar.
Right.
So that's five.
Right.
But there were some NFL executives who ranked him lower than fifth, outside the top five. And the number one reason across the board, playoffs.
Yeah.
How many hasn't done it in
playoffs. How many playoff victories does Josh Allen have?
Well, he's got, I don't know off the top of my head, but he's got, I think he's got more than Lamar.
Yeah, or, he might. He doesn't impress me as having a lot.
No, but Lamar's record in the playoffs, he's 3-6.
Yeah.
And Lamar's record in the playoffs, it's the turnovers. He has turned the ball over multiple times in the playoffs in 50% of his games.
How many drop balls do you count against the guy?
Well, okay, I mean, those are going to happen. Look, he's thrown some bad passes.
Yeah, all right.
And he's fumbled the football.
But he's got him there. And that's half the battle.
So you're defending Lamar.
I am defending Lamar today.
Look, I think Lamar's
just I'm defending pitchers. I think they get a real raw deal in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Look, it's all about the hitters. There should be a fastest pitch or best curveball or whatever, some kind of competition for pitchers.
Yeah, but you can't throw your arm out. See, that's the thing. Look, they limit them to, 30 pitches a game? So they're not going to pitch him in the All-Star game. Look, I love Lamar. I think he's top two, okay? But the playoffs is the bugaboo, and he's got to figure that out.
Okay. We'll see. This year could be the year.
I think it will be the year, actually.
Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Marty says, look, you start by fixing the broken mental health system that is the root of addiction. We need more inpatient facilities to get people off the drugs, not replace the opioids with methadone. We save lives with Narcan only for that person to live to overdose again. My friend died on his third overdose. The courts can force people into these inpatient programs as part of their sentencing. Charges can be expunged after they've been cleaned for multiple years. Let's encourage faith-based groups to expand, as faith-based programs have a far greater success rate than their secular counterparts. I would agree with you, Marty. I've never known in the immediate family drug addiction, so I don't know how it impacts families. In extended family, yes, we've had people that have struggled with alcohol and gambling and stuff like that, but never the hard stuff. It happens to everybody, and I'm told it just rips families apart. So we need to do something better. We need to take a better path here. U.S. Supreme Court yesterday ruled the Trump administration can proceed with its plan to dismantle the Department of Education. In March, President Trump signed that executive order to break it up. And he said then, we've got to get the federal government out of education. I agree wholeheartedly. And the Department of Ed has become a bloated bureaucracy that's more interested in pushing its own agenda than helping our kids learn. It's time to put the power back in the hands of parents, teachers, local communities. Have you ever seen Randy Weingarten at AFT or Becky Pringle at NEA? I'm telling you, they are absolutely certifiable nut jobs. And they're in charge of educating our children. Yesterday's decision was a 6-3. Sonia Sotomayor fumed, whined, and cried for about 19 pages of her dissent. But here is Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
70% of eighth graders cannot read proficiently, and 72% of them can't do math proficiently. That's just horrific.
Did you hear those stats? Do we still have that cut loaded, Michelle? I'm going to play it for you one more time. Listen to the stats that she just put out in the United States.
70% of eighth graders cannot read proficiently, and 72% of them can't do math proficiently. That's just horrific.
Yeah, it's beyond horrific. Eighth graders, 70% can't read, 72% can't do math proficiently. In the United States of America. This is the future of our country. And McMahon says this is going to enable us to dismantle the Education Department and put it back into the states where it belongs.
This lifts the handcuffs off of what we've been trying to do, which really is to get education back to the states where the president believes it does belong. The best education is that closest to the student.
Yeah, if you could just, the other problem with some of the states, like here in Maryland, is the curriculum needs to be. Now, Dr. Kerry Wright, I do have a lot of faith in, as far as reading and math. I just, this gender ideology, curriculum and gender stuff, that's got to go. And Maryland, unfortunately, is still part of the curriculum. Senator Ted Cruz reacting to the Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling yesterday.
We support students, we support teachers, we support schools, but we don't need teacher union bosses and bureaucrats of the Department of Education putting red tape and strangling innovation in schools.
Now, we see this in just about every federal agency, and whether it be the State Department, just had 1,300 employees lopped off, or whether it's going to be the Department of Education. We need to downsize our government so it's no longer a bunch of central planners. Get it out in the states. Get these agencies out into the hinterlands, into the Midwest, and not in this concentrated, the New Jack City, if you will, of Washington, D.C., where you got a bunch of politicians high on their version of crack cocaine, and that's bureaucracy. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Not sure what it is yet. Outer Loop, south of 795. Something is in this stretch between there and Liberty Road. Backed up already back towards Reisterstown Road. So we'll try to get a confirmation on that. Has to be a broken down vehicle or a wreck, because at Liberty Road, not a lot of traffic there. But south of Reisterstown Road and down through Liberty Road, it's coming to a dead halt almost, except for the traffic in the far right lane. So we'll try to confirm that with the state police, and maybe we can get a look at it from the state highway looking back up from Liberty Road and up through that area. Report of a vehicle fire in Millersville around Route 3 at the intersection at Old Mill Road. And if you're out early this morning in Golden Ring and out in Rosedale, there's a water main break. Some of the lanes are affected at Kenwood Avenue at Golden Ring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you today. Another mild and muggy start this morning. Mixture of clouds and sun late in this afternoon. Back up in the 90s. Storms could be in the forecast. More storms on the way for Wednesday. Right now, sunny, 72 in Reisterstown, 74 in Baltimore City. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name,
Butterball Johnson.
Mike, give me a Pepsi free. You want a Pepsi, pal? You're going to pay for it.
You're telling the wrong guy he's going to pay for it. Never paid for anything in his life. What are you talking about? However, we do have a deal for you, Chuck. If you want a free bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Like right now?
Yeah. Well, you have to actually have a $15 order. And if you order 15 bucks as part of their new promotion, KFC is going to give you a free fried chicken bucket and their new fried pickles with comeback sauce or ranch sauce as well.
Oh, quick update.
Yes, sir.
I just found the wreck. Outer Loop, left-hand lane, south of 795. Three vehicles, now a police car behind it. Left-hand lane.
All right. Thank you, sir. Remember the other day we did the poll where the KFC chicken sandwich finished almost dead last?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like 18th or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, now they've decided we can no longer accept this. So they're trying to rebrand, come back now, and of course back when the Colonel was on all over the place, that's when they really were at the top.
I like their stuff.
I did like their stuff too. I don't know what happened. I guess Popeyes came in and just had a better marketing.
Yeah,
and then Chick-fil-A, of course, and everything else. But no, you can get a free bucket of fried chicken, and that's a $15 order. And they want to try to improve their overall standings. Here's something that you may or may not want to try. You know, Liquid Death, that is the sparkling water. Mm-hmm. They have now come out with the Fruity Pebbles flavored Liquid Death. Wow. It's a real thing, and it's already at Walmart. They're calling it Cereal Criminal.
It is a crime. Just that they came out with it.
Drink contains no artificial sweeteners. Comes in 12-ounce cans. Sold in 6-packs for $7.99. 12-packs for $14.99. Available at Walmart. So, wow. Liquid Death Cereal Criminal is the name of the Fruity Pebbles-flavored water. Crumbles introducing the new sea salt toffee skillet cookies, part of this week's lineup of baked desserts, now through July 19th, if you are a Crumble aficionado. And Red Lobster, they've had good and bad on their boils, their seafood boils.
Mm-hmm.
They've announced it, and a lot of people are now trying them, which is a good thing, but folks here in Maryland, they're not overly impressed. They just don't like
them. I've had them before.
You had them?
Yeah.
And do you like them?
I've had them homemade, and they're great when you...
So they make it homemade for you, so you can just call up Red Lobster, and they say, hi, this is Michelle, I'd like a boil.
We do it ourselves.
Oh, you have your own seafood boil. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's better at home.
So now they're doing the spicy seafood boil. So previously you get the Old Bay and Parmesan. Now you can add sausage to your seafood boil as well. But that's not a seafood boil if you're adding sausage to it.
Oh, actually, we do add sausage to ours.
Really?
Sausage, corn on the cob. It's kind of like all in together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of all well, like it's like the New England clam bake. That's the clams and the corn on the cob and the potatoes and all that other stuff. Yeah. But I've never known that sausage can go in there as well.
I guess you need to change the name. Yeah. Anything with boil.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
it just conjures
sound.
Up different things.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go someplace. You have a seafood boil? Yeah, here, let me show you.
Well, what would you call it then? It would be a bake because you're not.
Concoction.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just too, you know, it's too clumsy for marketing purposes. You need something
Pardon
that sings.
Me, Mr. Casey.
Okay.
Expert that you are. Son of a bitch. I'm talking.
Yeah, honey, let's grab the kids and go get a seafood concoction at Red Lobster. What do you say?
No, we're not going because Sean said it was too clumsy. Get back in the car and shut up.
How about extravaganza?
All right, there you go.
The extravaganza.
Excuse me for bringing it up.
There's no excuse for you.
No, there really is.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive. We're talking about the education department, just horrific numbers. You know, 70% of 8th graders can't read, 72% not proficient in math, according to Education Secretary Linda McMahon, who, by the way, was hired to, you know, fire herself out of a job. That's the main reason why President Trump put her in there, is to get to the states. And look, he is really, you know, look, August, he pretty much hits it on the head this morning in a text here using the mobile app. August says, the whole education system, a joke, was created by the millionaires of the time nearly a century ago. What do we accomplish with it? We send children off to school for 12 years where they sit there for 6 hours a day learning mainly pointless, blithering facts that add up to nothing. And never once are we taught how to think. We're always taught what to think. Time to end the education system, get back to straight home schooling, let children get out and actually explore the world instead of having them sit in a classroom all day, having their brains destroyed by our so-called education system. You know, that's a great point. I think the other point really is the education system has become an indoctrination system in which they have been, the brainwashing or manipulating the brains of these young skulls of mush that Rush used to call them, in which now it starts in K-3 and then elementary school, and then we really see them start to turn up the heat in middle school and high school. By the time they get to college, they're all already little commies in waiting, unless you as a parent really intervene. And then after the Marxist madrasas of colleges and universities, no wonder they're electing people like Zohran Mamdani, the commie in New York City. 6:50 coming up next. Federal Hill leaders demanding action on the untouchables in Baltimore City.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, and Bruce is back with us tomorrow. He's been on vacation over the last week, so folks are wondering, where's Bruce? What happened to Bruce? He is doing a little R&R, as they say. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning. 6:52 here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be taking a look at nobody. I mean, really, nobody in the state of Maryland wants offshore wind except for Governor Green. Okay? And we'll get into that. And the number of wind turbines they are wanting to put up off the coast of Ocean City, it may shock you. We'll do that. There's the latest on the Epstein files. Ghislaine Maxwell ready to reveal the truth, she says. And Lara Trump says there's more to come. Did Dan Bongino show up for work yesterday? Well, we have the answer. Stay with us here on the Morning Drive, 6:53. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. The king of concoctions, Chuck Whitaker.
big delay on the Beltway coming down from Pikesville. The wreck, three vehicles involved, left-hand lane, outer loop, just south of 795. Of course, where else? In the construction zone, but there's no shoulder available there. State Highway truck just pulled up with the arrow board, so everybody's getting forced over to the right. And again, the backup now is all the way back and maybe even beyond the bridge at Reisterstown Road. I think the ramp from 795 should be okay because you're just kind of rolling out and mixing in with the traffic that's slow there. So not much of a problem so far on the bottom end of 795. Both the tunnels now with at least some backing southbound. Typical ride, 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Chuck, one of our listeners, remember we were talking about what position you played when you were playing football in the last break? He said they made a brand new position for you, big end. That is from your buddy Marty here in...
Marty, my pal.
I think he was at your roast. I think he was. I think you probably met him.
Of course. Yes. Can I give you an update real quick?
Yes, sir.
State Highway just pulled up. They're holding all the traffic on the Beltway now to get these vehicles out. They're going to move over to the right shoulder south of 795. But right now, no traffic is moving on the outer loop.
Very good. Thanks, sir. And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy this morning. Mixture of clouds and sun a little bit later on this afternoon in the upper 90s. More storms perhaps on the way today, later today, or perhaps even tomorrow. So we'll get more on that coming up in just a second. Mike does raise an interesting question. You know, in Singapore and the Philippines and in China, you know, if you get caught dealing drugs, you get the death penalty. Okay, so, I mean, just saying, if you're out there spreading poison and you're selling stuff that you know is going to hurt people, harm people, and kill people, why aren't you treated the same as somebody that has murdered somebody else? So, but again, we've lost the, penchant for the death penalty based on a bunch of liberal activists in our country. All right, Federal Hill leaders are getting together. They're upset after the 30 to 35 car vandalism problem that happened over the weekend. Some 35 cars had their windows smashed in. They were damaged and so on and so forth. Jen Covino is one of the leaders of the Federal Hill Crime Watch community, and she says it's very disheartening and it's troubling when you wake up, go out to your car next morning, and you find it either undrivable or completely damaged.
These folks are going about their daily lives trying to do the right thing, and it's unfortunate when they come outside to see their vehicles have been damaged by criminals in the neighborhood.
Yeah, criminals that are tolerated. Covino is the public safety chair for the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association, and she said that, the Baltimore elected officials, Mayor Scott, Ivan Bates, and others, need to address these minor crimes.
Until and unless the city starts to address these more minor crimes as a priority, I fear that the city's not going to realize its full potential as a platform for human beings to flourish.
Now, she herself was a victim, and this report by Fox 45's Vince Hill, she says that she had a brick thrown through her home in 2023.
We had a brick thrown at us through our front window. That was my first experience with crime here.
Take a listen as that brick smashes through her window. Covino's newborn baby just on the other side of that glass, the teens running away.
It was in that moment that I understood that I think we have a little bit of an issue here in the city of Baltimore.
When police arrives, she says it felt more like the juvenile suspects were being protected rather than her being a victim.
I'll write a report for you. The only thing I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying charging-wise, I cannot charge kids that we don't have their name and date of birth.
Yeah, so if you had a tough time understanding that female Baltimore police officer, she said, I'd write a report for you. That's what I'm saying. Charging-wise, I can't charge kids if I don't have their name or date of birth, she was told. And the issue really is, I think she's right. I think the juveniles are being treated more as a victim than the actual victims themselves. We've seen that now. We're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show with where is the city state's attorney on the parent parental accountability. He promised that, and maybe he has a program. Maybe he has, he's going to – I give him credit for a lot, but I do think now it's getting out of – it's out of control now. I can't rely on the Democrats in this state that run the General Insane Asylum to do anything when it comes to juveniles. So maybe Ivan Bates can start holding parents accountable. We'll see. But I think Ms. Covino makes a very good point about when you're allowing and accepting and tolerating this level of nuisance crime or what crimes of, you know, where they're just, they're doing it for fun. I mean, in a lot of these cases, they're not even stealing anything out of the cars. They just, they want to cause, I mean, they're lashing out for some strange reason. But that is going to, when it's going to fester and spill over into major crimes later on.
I hope that as the mayor, the commissioner, and others involved continue to make progress on addressing homicides, that they start looking ahead and recognizing that if they fail to address these crimes, these acts of violence, the property destruction, then unfortunately, I don't think the city is going to continue to see population growth that I know the mayor has been celebrating.
Yeah, well, I don't know why celebrating population growth, because people are still leaving the city. They're moving with their feet. Maybe some of the nicer areas that are being developed, Port Covington, et cetera, they're still moving in. But there are other parts. When you drive through, you know, parts of West Baltimore, and you just see, you know, a lot of vacant homes, a lot of urban blight, urban decay. You know, Baltimore right now is not in its renaissance. It is on the verge of dying, and that's why you got to get somebody who knows what they're doing. 7 o'clock. Stick with us here on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court allowing President Trump to put his plan to dismantle the Education Department back on track. Some 17 to make that 1,400 employees could be sent packing. And the Trump administration is being sued.
More than 20 states are suing President Trump's administration over billions of dollars in funding for after-school care, summer programs, and more that is now frozen. Programs for more than a million students are at risk because of a Trump administration freeze on education grants. Congress set aside money for the programs at Boys and Girls Clubs, the YMCA, and public schools to provide academic support, enrichment, and child care. But Trump's administration says it wants to make sure recipients' programs align with the Republican president's priorities.
Also, a townhall.com investigation continues in Fall River, Massachusetts, where 9 people have been killed, dozens more hurt, in a fire in an assisted living facility. Residents who praise firefighters and police for their rescue efforts say staff members actually did very little to help. Gabriel House resident Robert Cabral says he feels very fortunate to be alive.
I live on the first floor near the exit door. When the fireman came in, busted the window, banged on my door, I get out right away with what I have on.
Authorities say the dead ranged in age from 61 to 86. Israel striking military forces in southern Syria, where government troops and Bedouin tribes clash with Druze militias. Interior Ministry says at least 30 people died, 100 injured. Death toll from the Texas floods now has reached 132. And the number of people missing has been downgraded to just over 100. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Thanks for the wreck on the Beltway is on the shoulder outer loop just south of 795. State police are there. Two or three vehicles were involved. Everybody's well off to the side, but they're still looking at it right there, so they're slowing at the scene. It's backed up all the way back underneath the bridge at Reisterstown Road. It may be a little slower now coming on to the ramp from 795 on to the outer loop, so be prepared. Pretty well jammed up right now on the northwest side. The outer loop at Hartford Road, some delays there. Both the tunnels, 895 now backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing right around Eastern Avenue at this point, about a 15-minute delay at both the tunnels southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Severe storms in the Baltimore area led to the flooding of several roadways on Monday. Flash flood warnings were issued throughout the metro area. Several vehicles became stranded in high water on Pulaski Highway at East Monument Street. Roads along City Dock in Annapolis also closed. Rising water near the Patapsco River in Ellicott City set off the town's alert system, urging people to seek higher ground. Rescuers also pulled a female swimmer out of Herring Run Stream in northwest Baltimore. Police have released the name of a motorcyclist who was killed in a crash in Eldersburg. 20-year-old Casey Tucker was pronounced dead following the Sunday afternoon accident in the area of Route 32 and London Town Boulevard. A preliminary investigation reveals a woman driving north on 32 was hit by the motorcycle while she was trying to turn onto London Town Boulevard. And nurses at Baltimore St. Agnes Hospital are planning to hold a one-day strike next week over concerns about patient care, staffing levels, and high turnover. The strike is scheduled to take place on July 24th. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3840, pick 45500. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Major League Baseball gearing up for its 95th All-Star Game tonight from Truist Park in Atlanta. Paul Skeens will start for the NL, Tarek Skubal for the AL. The lone Oriole is Ryan O'Hearn. Here was his reaction a couple weeks back when he found out the news.
Trying not to get my hopes up for the last, you know, month or so as all this has been going on, but just because of last year, kind of similar thing, but to, you know, finally get the news today and get to be a starter, I mean, I'm over the moon.
O'Hearn will DH and bat sixth in his initial All-Star appearance. Notables in the starting lineup, Shohei will bat lead off and be the DH for the NL. Former Oriole Manny Machado will play third and bat fifth. For the American League, Mariners catcher and last night's home run derby winner Cal Raleigh will bat cleanup. Raleigh leads the majors with 38 home runs, the second most at the All-Star break in MLB history. What to know about Orioles third-round pick Wahiwa Aloy, that's spelled A-L-O-Y, out of Arkansas, a highly touted college hitter. Here's Orioles VP Matt Blood.
This guy won the Golden Spikes this year, went to the College World Series finals, and hit a million home runs, and played really nice defense at a premier program. And
the Golden Spikes Award, given annually by USA Baseball to the best amateur player in the country. Past winners include Adley Rutschman, Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg, Buster Posey, and David Price. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former NFL quarterback suspended from coaching high school football. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can join us here on the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. You can call in 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text in using the brand new mobile app. It's absolutely free. If you don't have it, get it today. Download it at your app store. And you can text right in the studio. Our executive producer is Michelle Drusilla, in for the vacation, Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories in this hour. Kelly Madigan is a finalist for the Baltimore County Inspector General position. Some funny things are going on there. Also, the Epstein files, the latest is that Ghislaine Maxwell says she's ready to reveal the truth, but will she ever get the chance? And Lara Trump says there's more to come. And did Dan Bongino show up for work yesterday? We'll take a look at that. Top story here this hour is, all of this. Governor Green, and I don't call Governor Moore that because of his climate change nonsense, because he's just right now interested in fundraisers. That's all he wants. He's out of state half the time, out there raising money for, a presidential campaign he says he's not interested in 2028. Anyway, Governor Green had made a pledge when he became Maryland's 63rd governor, in which he said we're going to be carbon free by the year 2035. That's in 10 years. So he's pushing all this other stuff. And let me preface my remarks by saying, regarding the climate change green agenda here, isn't it funny that most of these, whether they be solar panels or whether they be wind turbines or EVs, they don't hold up in free market competition. And maybe Tesla, to some extent, does, because it's Elon Musk and, he really does build a good electric vehicle, if that's what you're in. For me, I don't like to be limited by 250 miles and I got to sit and plug and wait for 45 minutes or whatever. That's just my personal choice. If you like that, great. Good for you. But most of these things, you need to, they need to subsidize them. They need to pay you, with these energy credits or whatever the case may be. I think it's $7,500. Now, Trump got rid of that with the executive. I think the One Big Beautiful Bill wiped that out. That's the reason why Elon Musk was so opposed to that. But, again, if you have to pay people to buy something, there's something wrong with that the formula, folks. And that is across the board, whether it's solar or wind or hydroelectric, or we do have fuel-efficient. We have clean-burning coal. We have nuclear. We're not there yet. I mean, we are not in 10 years. The state of Maryland is not good. We can't meet our needs now under the current energy needs. And we got to import 40% of our our energy in order to make things roll. But the offshore wind, hey, they just won't give up on this thing. Nobody wants it. They don't want it in Ocean City. We don't want it in Worcester County in Maryland. They're proposing 114 wind turbines along the state's coastline. Can you imagine the eyesore? I mean, that is just, it's visual pollution to me. Okay? That's number one. You're going to take a pristine coastline, and you're going to populate it with these wind turbines. That's just awful. And, you know, and then of course, what it does to the wildlife, they kill birds. The vibrations from these wind turbines, we're now seeing more and more aquatic marine life washing up on our beaches. And where are the animal rights activists? I mean, it's amazing to me that when you got a bunch of left-wing causes like the Green Agenda and the animal rights movement, one is taking a back seat here to the other. You think they'd be, if this was a Trump idea, okay, if Trump was proposing to put 114 turbines, he'd be dead. It would be dead automatically. All right, we'll get your thoughts on that here in just a second, whether you live in the in that area, whether, you know, this is summer vacation time. When you go down the ocean, do you want to see all these turbines offshore while you're out there? Just incredible. But we do have to meet our power needs. We'll talk about that in just a second. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a report of an accident on the northbound, Nick, that the southbound side of the JFX at Northern Parkway. Can't see it because the cameras inside the city-county line don't work. No cameras at all from there all the way downtown. But we're looking at some slowing coming in from Ruxton Road, and the camera right here at the city-county line is showing some backing and slowing now southbound. So there may be something to it at Northern Parkway. Heads up if you're coming south from Ruxton Road on the JFX. The wreck on the Beltway was still confined to the shoulder on the outer loop just south of 795. Still there on the right side with the trooper with the flashing lights on. They're still looking at it. We're still backed up towards Reisterstown Road to Parkville side. That's the normal delay on the outer loop through the ramps at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy this morning, mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon, highs in the 90s. More storms possible today and into tomorrow as we continue this unstable weather pattern, very muggy, humid conditions, which a lot of moisture in the air. Right now, 75 and sunny in Annapolis. It is 74, sunny skies in Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
A lot of news coming out of yesterday's press conference or meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte in the White House. First up is the AutoPen scandal. If you missed the story, the New York Times has confirmed that Joe Biden wasn't aware and didn't actually approve of a lot of the AutoPen pardons, including one Tony Fauci. President Trump said it is a huge scandal.
The AutoPen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal.
Yeah, it is. And now the Biden lawyers, one of the big attorneys, Bob Bauer, has quit amid the AutoPen scandal. And now Biden has begun to lawyer up for the investigation into pardons that may have to be voided as a result of he didn't give verbal approval, he didn't give written approval. And Jeff Zients, the chief of staff, was the one authorizing some of the AutoPen pardons. As to Vladimir Putin, President Trump not happy with the Russian.
We want to see it end. And I'm disappointed in President Putin because I thought we would have had a deal 2 months ago, but it doesn't seem to get there.
Indeed. And now, of course, that means it could be more sanctions placed on Russia, including anybody buying Russian oil, including us. Would be sanctioned with 100% tariffs.
At the end of 50 days, if we don't have a deal, then we're going to have to do, we have no choice but to do secondary tariffs. You call it secondary tariffs, which are pretty tough.
Yeah, 100% secondary tariffs. That'll starve the Russian war machine. And the other thing is not going to please Putin is that the president said, we're going to be sending some weapons to NATO, and then they'll distribute them to Ukraine.
We're going to supply weapons to NATO at a large amount. They're going to deliver the weapons, and they're going to pay for 100% of the weapons.
Yeah. 100%. Did you hear that? We had a listener earlier this morning saying that the taxpayers are going to get fleeced. Nope. President Trump putting America first. Think about it. Only Trump could get NATO to pay more money, 5%, and then get to buy U.S. weapons, which is going to benefit the United States. The guy's a businessman. He also said, hey, what about those border crossings?
Did you know that? They said we had nobody, zero, cross our border. It's the first time that ever happened. Zero. Did you hear that?
Zero. Crazy. Yeah, imagine all the millions that poured over in the 4 years. What, 20 million or so? Zero. Also, he said the good news on the U.S. economy.
The economy is roaring. Business confidence is soaring. Incomes are up. Prices are down. And inflation is dead.
And it would be even better if we didn't have this stooge at the Fed, Jerome Powell.
He's like a knucklehead. No, he's a knucklehead. A stupid guy. He really is.
Besides that, what don't you like about him, Mr. President? Yeah, that's incredible. Justice Department purge continues. Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, has laid off 20 employees who worked on the J6 investigations. And it's a long time coming. More than 20 people who worked on former Special Counsel Jack Smith's classified documents case and the J6 have been fired. That's at least 35 firings of DOJ employees who worked for persecutor Jack Smith, and 15 more could be getting the axe. So that is good news there. New poll out says a strong majority of American people still support President Trump's immigration policies, according to this Harvard-Harris poll. And so, again, you're watching these raids, and you watch at the zero. And again, this is something the American people are getting behind. Right now, 89% of Republicans agree, 55% of independents, and 34% of Democrats. Overall, 60% of voters support the immigration approach. But, you know, only one-third of Democrats. That means two-thirds of the Democrat Party are open-border reconquistas that want illegal aliens mingling among us, murdering, raping, drunk driving, etc. Whitney Hermendorfer was confirmed to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday. She is a rock-solid originalist judge, and the Sixth Circuit. This is a major victory for the rule of law. Speaker Johnson revealing more Trump mega bills are coming in the reconciliation mode in order to fix Biden's mess. Biden screwed a lot of things up, and it's going to take at least two more reconciliation bills. So we might have one big beautiful bill, part two and part three, coming in the next year and or year and a half. That's the day it looked like yesterday, 177th in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, more on the offshore wind and Governor Green. Before we do that, let's check in with Steve Friedman of the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
We are doing A-OK, sir. Thank you.
All right, so this morning I want to discuss an automobile accident case that Rachel has been handling for really the last couple years and was able to get it settled at the settlement conference yesterday. This case comes out of Baltimore County Circuit Court. Here are the facts of this case. Our client, 50 years old, mom and daughter were in a vehicle. They're stopped at a traffic light. This happened in White Marsh. She is struck in the rear by a drunk driver and then pushed into the vehicle in front. Pretty significant damage. Her car is rendered a total loss. Now, she's more concerned certainly about her daughter than herself. So they go to the hospital. Mom doesn't get treated, but the daughter does. Unfortunately, the daughter's fine. The next day, mom wakes up and having serious issues with respect to her hip and back, so she goes to her own doctor. Her doctor refers her for a course of physical therapy. So she's in physical therapy for about 3 months. She's an otherwise healthy 50-year-old female, no prior accidents, no prior health issues whatsoever. During the course of her treatment, unfortunately, her father takes ill, and she is really the sole caretaker. So she has to cease her physical therapy for months. Her father unfortunately passes, and then she goes back to therapy, still bothersome. So her orthopedic refers her for an MRI, which reveals a bulging disc. So then she has a couple epidural injections, and it's revealed either she's going to have surgery or has a permanent injury. So it's a serious situation. We get all the medical together, what Rachel does, sends it into the insurance company. The insurance company basically says they will pay up until the gap in treatment. And she explained and sent documentation that she was taking care of her mother, of her father. So they won't pay anything after that, which was ridiculous. So she filed the lawsuit, had the deposition, and after months and months of fighting, finally, she was able to get a high six-figure settlement for this case. So, folks, if you've been in any type of auto accident or any type of personal injury, you need to call us immediately. We will go to bat for you, 410-363-6848. And our website is chock full of great information, too, maflaw.com. If you need us, we're here for you 24/7. All right, that's it for this week. Sean, have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, great advice. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com. 723 traffic and weather on the threes, and the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the tunnels now with about a 20-minute delay. 95 looking at you live here. It's slowing at Moravia Road, so you have to go Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue, through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's going to take at least 20, maybe 25 minutes. 895 is backed up at least to the Erdman Avenue ramp, so there again, two lanes only, southbound 895. So through the tunnel, down to Child Street to get through all of that. Again, we're looking at least 20 to 25 minutes with all the lanes open. Back up on the JFX, not too bad. There was a report of a wreck at Northern Parkway. It's not backed up, at least right now, at the city-county line, so we're moving some traffic in from Ruxton Road. A little better now on the Beltway. The wreck was beginning to clear on the outer loop at 795. The backup at one point was back to Reisterstown Road, and now that's moved down a little bit closer towards 795, so improvement there. And don't see any major problems so far. Looks like we're okay through Annapolis on 50 from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, mild and muggy this morning, mixture of clouds and sun later on today. In the 90s, chance for a storm today. Right now, it is 75 and partly cloudy in Dundalk and 76 in Arnold at 724. I just want to point out that, again, the folks in Ocean City don't want the offshore wind. Fishermen don't want offshore wind. People who make their livelihoods from the sea around our coastlines. Property owners don't want it, and of course, a lot of Marylanders don't want it. The people who want it are the greenies. This company called U.S. Wind, which is really an Italian company trying to play off on the name. The President Trump doesn't want it. The EPA sent a two-page letter this week to the Secretary of the Maryland Department of Environment disagreeing with U.S. Wind's position, writing the state-issued permits, quote, identified the incorrect appeals process and provided conflicting information about the appeals process for this permit on its website, end of quote. So the EPA is not happy with the project. Governor Moore is doubling down. He says they're committed to offshore wind. And here, there's some interesting questions, and just I love our audience because they're so astute and on the ball. This question from Marty: how much eminent domain will be needed to transfer the electricity from the turbines and the final destination? What is the environmental impact of these transmission lines? That is a great point that Marty makes. And so we're going through it right now with the MPRP, and imagine, and that's just small potatoes compared to what these wind, 114 wind turbines, each one of them need a transmission line, folks. Where are they going? Are they going through your property? How much money did you spend either on buying your property or renting your property down on the Eastern Shore? And now you got to worry about eminent domain, perhaps? This is just absurdity. Pam says, thanks for bringing this topic to Marylanders' attention. My husband and I are fortunate enough to own a condo on the beach in OC. Can't believe that Wes is attempting to make the turbines a reality. Most people in Maryland haven't been aware of this potential catastrophe. Thank you. You're welcome, Pam. Dan says, Sean, in addition to the things you mentioned about the wind turbines, you can add 30 to 40% to the operating costs. Everything must be either brought in by vessel or helicopter. Every time a tool falls into the water and no spares available, needs to be brought, flown, or shipped in. All food and personnel must be flown or transported by boat. Then add in the corrosive environment, and you have a money pit. Great point, Dan. Thanks so much for that. Kevin's in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
When something happens, you usually ask for the cause. So apparently, as you say, the mayor and his supporters are touting this reduction in homicide rate. But I don't hear him saying anything about why it happened. And I would say that probably the reason that it has happened is because of what Donald Trump and ICE and other federal agencies are doing, and have forced all of the would-be murderers and the gang activity to the ground, and they're hiding out or moving out.
That is a great point, Kevin, because the overall reduction in illegal alien immigration into the United States, illegal, I'm saying, and the fact they've rounded up over 100,000 criminal illegals, that's going to cause two things. One, crime numbers to plummet, and two, wages to increase.
Absolutely.
So that is a great point. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Patty in Hartford County. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Good morning. The transmission line connection from the offshore wind is going to come in through Delaware. It's going to come in through the 3Rs Seashore Park in Delaware and run underground through marsh area and wetlands area and connect to the Indian River substation. Indian River coal plant was just shut down recently because they built transmission to connect to the eastern shore of Delaware, Sussex County. And so that's where the transmission is going to come through.
How did they get that through with wetlands? Because I know it's very difficult to get anything built on, around, or under wetlands. How'd they get that through?
Well, that's the battle right now with Delaware. You know, the state of Delaware, the politicians have the same persuasion as they do in Annapolis. And so they're pushing for it to go through. The local Sussex County government and elected officials have pushed back on that. But, of course, the Delaware state officials usurp local zoning. So there's a battle in Delaware over just those facts. But that is the plan for the offshore wind to come in through Delaware and connect to that substation in Sussex County.
Right there in Indian River. Okay, great. Patty, thanks for the answer. Appreciate that. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. And for Bruce Elliott, once again, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Fox 45 is reporting three Baltimore police officers confirm a dangerous street drug called New Jack City may have been a factor in last week's mass overdose at Pennsylvania North Avenues. The drug has already been seen on the streets of Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Neighbors in the area of Baltimore's open-air drug markets say they have also heard the drug is taking the streets by storm. A woman swimming in Herring Run Stream last night had to be rescued from its rushing waters. Baltimore police and firefighters responded to the incident just before 8 p.m. near the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane in northeast Baltimore's Frankfort neighborhood. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Monday's severe storms prompted flash flood warnings and street closures throughout the area. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation praised Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott during their annual meeting with the mayor in the city yesterday. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen started the meeting by thanking the mayor and his team for the extraordinary progress they have made. U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks also called Mayor Scott a super bad mayor and an incredible leader. The Baltimore Sun reports the city had 68 reported homicides through June this year, a 22% reduction from the first half of 2024, and the lowest number in more than 50 years. Non-fatal shootings also fell by about around 20% from last year. And Governor Wes Moore has appointed Ed Rothstein as Secretary of the Maryland Department of Veterans Affairs veterans and military families. Retired Army Colonel Ross Dean is currently in his second term as a Carroll County Commissioner. His 30-year military career included numerous deployments and multiple duty stations. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. James Garfield, America's 20th president, had the answer to America's problems of today. While still a congressman, he said that now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it's because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in the national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. President Garfield was assassinated less than a year into his first term as president. We'll never know what kind of a president he would have been, but his words on the state of our nation ring just as loud and true now as they did almost 150 years ago. Take heed, America. This is Pastor David Lewis in a moment of truth.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3840, pick 45500. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Construction delays in Harford County now. The contractor works during drive time, which blocks a lane northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. Almost a mile back up right now on the northbound side. Beltway now with the normal delays. Interloop at Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road on the Parkville side from Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. Both the tunnels right now still looking at 20 to 25 minute delays south, 95 south, and also on 895 backed up now beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. All eyes on Malachi Starks this morning as training camp 2025 begins. In Owings Mills, rookies report today. Veterans 1 week from today. A lot expected of the Ravens' first-round draft choice out of Georgia. But head coach John Harbaugh says the young man is looking good.
But I haven't seen him make a mistake yet with the communication. He looks really good as an athlete. And with our Darius' situation, it's a lot on his plate right now, so he's going to have to step up, but that's why we drafted him in the first round.
MLB All-Star Game tonight, baseball's 95th annual, and a good decision by Major League Baseball for this one, as for the first time in 6 years, players will wear their team's primary home and road jerseys in the league-wide showcase. They had done so from the 1930s until 2019 before switching to National League and American League jerseys. Home Run Derby last night won by Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. Only native James Wood participated for the first time. The Nats outfielder was asked before the derby,
"How the heck are you so calm?"
I don't know.
Are you?
I mean, it probably looks like I'm more calm than I am, but people always say that, so I guess I am. But I don't know. I think I've just always kind of been this way.
Wood mashed 17 homers in the opening round, but did not advance after that. With the 58th pick in the MLB draft on Sunday night, the Orioles selected Joe Zerwa, a very tall human being, a 6'8" left-hander pitcher out of the Big Ten. He was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year last year out of Michigan State. The earliest pitcher drafted in the Mike Elias era. Vice President Matt Blood was asked if Zerwa's size mattered.
And so when you combine the size and the stuff and the pitchability, and then also some sort of upside for building out more of his arsenal, we feel like this was an upside play for us.
And a sidebar here, right-hand pitcher JT Quinn out of Georgia followed at number 69. Quinn is 21 years old, goes 6'6". Local MLB draft note for you, Long Beach High School's Aiden West, taken by the Dodgers in the fourth round, 135th overall, the first player from Howard County to be drafted since Reservoir grad Cody Morris back in 2018. Former NFL quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has been suspended from his position as a high school football coach in Miami for allegedly providing impermissible benefits to his players. Bridgewater paid for Uber rides, meals, and recovery services for his players last season at Miami's Northwestern High School, leading the Bulls to the 3A state championship. And finally, how can we let last night's home run derby pass without going back 32 years? 1993 at Camden Yards, when Ken Griffey Jr. did something no one had done prior and no one has done since.
Oh, holy cow. That's 4.5. That may have hit the warehouse, and they announce it did.
Indeed it did, and we love the backward cap. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the numbers just don't add up for Lamar.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so not that I'm not on the Lamar bandwagon this morning, but you asked a couple of questions that were interesting last time. Playoff production among top quarterbacks since 2018. That's when Lamar basically came into the league. So I did a deeper dive. Wins. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, 17-4. Josh Allen, 7-6. Joe Burrow, 5-2. Lamar, 3-5.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, touchdowns. Mahomes, 53. Allen, 33. Lamar, 13. Touchdowns to turnovers, Mahomes 53-13, Allen 33-6, Burrow 10-4, Lamar 13-11. And then there's some other quarterbacks after that. Lamar's great. I love Lamar. It just doesn't add up for him in the playoffs. And at the end of the day, a quarterback and a head coach are going to be judged by what they do in the postseason.
What about Dan Marino?
Marino never won a Super Bowl. And I'm not saying he wasn't a great quarterback. As, and I'm not
and
saying
he's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, all those things are true. But what I'm saying is, ultimately, Dan Marino...
So who would you rather have? Look, it's obvious now that you'd rather have another quarterback besides Lamar.
No, it's that's not obvious.
Okay.
I think the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
All right.
I'm just telling you what he
flag
has
that.
To...
Flag that. Flag it. Mark it right down. It's 7:39.
I've said it before.
July 15th. Okay.
But in order for them to do that, he has to overcome his past. And that's what's got to happen this year.
All
look,
right.
Dan Marino was a great quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback. But what is he known for?
Not winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so prove my point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You don't get in the Hall of Fame if you're not a great quarterback. The other question I have for you, when is Camden Yards ever going to get another All-Star game?
It's going to be a long time.
Why is that? We've had, what, one in 30 years?
We've had one in 30 years. Well, look, they're not going to get the 100th because that would be Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Okay. They're not. Next year, they've already announced where it is next year. I'm not sure. So that'll be 96.
They're probably already 5 years out at this point.
They're going to be past 100.
Why are we getting snubbed?
We were the darling
of Major League Baseball.
A lot of it has to do with, first of all, upgrades in the stadium, which are happening, okay?
Right.
And a lot of it has to do with this whole Nationals controversy. So now that that's passed, because of new ownership, it's going to happen eventually.
I clear the logjam.
Still a jewel.
All right. Okay. Very good. And if Lamar makes the playoffs, even better.
All right. When is M&T Bank Stadium going to get an All-Star game?
There you go. Thanks. Appreciate it. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, good news. Dan Bongino's back at work. After taking time off amid the clash with Pam Bondi over the Epstein documents. Ghislaine Maxwell, as I mentioned, she's, despite the rumors, did you know this? She was never offered any kind of plea deal. Ever. She'd be more than happy to sit before Congress and tell her story, according to one of her attorneys. No one from the government has ever asked her to share what she knows. She remains the only person to be jailed in connection to Jeffrey Epstein, and she would welcome the chance to tell the American public the truth, says her spokesperson. She's serving 20 years in Tallahassee State Prison for child sex trafficking. And yet there's no incriminating list. Where are the clients? Where are the crimes? I mean, you know, you've convicted somebody for child sex trafficking. You got to have clients. in order for there for a crime to be there. So, again, we'll see if she ever gets a chance to testify before Congress. Listen to the people now demanding that the Epstein files be released. General Mike Flynn, urging President Trump to confront the Epstein cover-up, warning the nation can't heal until elites are held accountable for child abuse. Elon Musk, calling on President Trump to release the Epstein files, just released the files as promised. Democrat Congressman Ro Khanna is going to force a vote on the full release of the Epstein files to the public. And yet there are more. But Lara Trump was recently on with Benny Johnson on X on his podcast and said this about her understanding of the Epstein files.
Well, I do think that there needs to be more transparency on this. And I think that that will happen. I mean, look, I don't know what truly exists there, but I know that this is something that's important to the president as well. He does want transparency on all these fronts, everything we're talking about, because it's frustrated him as well. He sat for 4 years like the rest of us did and saw lie after lie and saw our country just being sent down the wrong path. And it was really frightening and very upsetting to a lot of people to see. And I would actually say over the past 10 years, we've all kind of endured this. Prior to that, it was probably happening, Benny, but we just weren't as aware of it. It wasn't until Donald Trump came down that golden escalator that he just kind of blew the doors off of everything. And people started to wake up and realize, wait a minute, things are not as they have always been presented to us. And I do believe that you will see that. Now, as it relates to the president, I know that this is probably not his number one thing he's focused on.
Now, of course, it's not his number one thing he's focused on, but she has more to say about that. We'll share the rest of what she told Benny Johnson about there's more to come on the Epstein files. And I know that elates many of you. I know that angers many of you. And for some reason, this one is really put a split in imagination. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson. By the way, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. My apologies, Mr. Whitaker. Go right ahead.
Not a problem. Brought to you as a service, Superdies Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, back to the JFX. Whatever was there earlier at Northern Parkway southbound has cleared itself out, and we're better now. It was a little bit slow just south of Ruxton Road, but right here at the city-county line, good pace from there, and then no reports of anything now between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. Yep, all the normal delays are out there on the Beltway for the traffic on the Parkville side through Green Spring and for the traffic from 795 going down towards Frederick Road, looking at the southwest side of the Beltway, and the lanes are good right here at the BWG Parkway and the Beltway right at the outer loop going into and out of Anne Arundel County. Both the tunnels still had delays. Last check, 95 was back to Moravia Road. 895 was backed up beyond Pulaski Highway. So we're still in that area between 20 and 25 minute delays southbound. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we are still looking for a contestant here for Choose Your Fake News. So better call now if you want to get a chance to win a 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug from WCBM, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Reserve your spot. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. We start mild and muggy this morning and then a mixture of clouds and sun later on this afternoon. We're in the 90s. A chance of a storm. More storms may be on the way for Wednesday. So keep that in mind. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 74 in Parkville and 74 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. As I mentioned, we have the 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. Our contestant is Scott in Westminster. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or third?
Third.
All right, good luck, Scott. Here are your three stories. Story number one, I did not know there were so many people, single people at Disney, but Disney adults are getting their own dating app. A guy in Orlando is launching an app called Single Riders and hoping to get the beta version up later this year. Apparently, it's a thing. Story two, the rumors that allege the First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron, was born a man. been raging around the country for and the world for years now. Recently, Brigitte sued two women for seemingly outlandish claims that got them convicted for defamation, but now an appeals court reversed that decision.
Ooh,
so Macron is doubling down and taking these two women to a higher court to prove that she is not a man.
She must have gone to the same place Camilla went.
Is this his wife?
Yes.
They said sunk a thousand ships.
Story three.
Obama story.
What was that, Scott?
Sounds like a Michael Obama story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Story three. Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville is the first medical facility to perform sex change operations in utero. Parents who are unhappy with the biological sex of their child can now change their baby's sex through a revolutionary new surgery conducted robotically. All right. Story one. Single Riders, new Disney adult dating app for singles at Disney. Story two, Brigitte sues to remain a woman.
Oh, my God.
And story three, Vanderbilt. Procedure to change baby sex in utero. All right, we'll start with Michelle today.
I actually think number three is the fake news story.
Okay, Michelle goes for story three.
Yeah.
Mr. Whitaker?
I'm going to go with two.
All right. So it goes with Macron. You mean the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
I thought.
Not going to get in the middle of all that.
Scott.
I've got enough boyfriends now.
What do you say, Scott?
Three is only possible in, like, reptiles with heat, and it's not possible in people unless it's Democrats. So I'm going to say number three.
Scott goes with Michelle. Nobody votes for one. Single Riders. Yep, that's a true story. Story number two, Brigitte sues to remain a woman. That is also a true story. Scott and Michelle nail it today.
Yay.
Vanderbilt is not doing that down in Nashville. Scott, congratulations. We'll put you on hold.
Thanks.
Unbelievable.
Tell you how to get your prize.
Down in flames again.
Yeah. Chuck, you're on a losing skid.
Well, let's see. Kristen's not here and Bruce is not here, so unofficially it doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Right. I still think the numbers count, though. We'll see.
No, I don't think so. Right. I'm not playing against them.
All right. You're
so
not.
I'll file a grievance on that.
All right. Well, we'll see if that grievance can get a friendly court hearing.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. I've seen a couple. 749, Lara Trump told Benny Johnson, regarding the Epstein files, she says there's more to come.
So I don't know that this was top of mind for him, but he hears all the noise and he hears all of the consternation out there. And I think he's going to want to set things right as well. So I believe that there will probably be more coming on this. And I believe anything that they are able to release that doesn't, you know, damage any witnesses or anyone underage or anything like that, I believe they'll probably try to get out sooner rather than later because they hear it and they understand it. So hopefully we see that happen sooner than later. And that would be my advice. But to everybody out there who's all worked up about it, there's no like great plot to keep this information away that I'm aware of. I do just believe that maybe it's been slow roll for reasons that hopefully we understand down the line.
Yeah. And that down at Turning Point USA in Tampa over the weekend, a fan of the Steve Bannon, the War Room, asked about a film that Bannon had been working on regarding Epstein, and this is what he said.
In 2019, you did an interview with Jeffrey Epstein for a documentary you're making called Monsters. That interview never came out. Would you be willing to release that footage? And why hasn't
the
footage
been released already? We're going to release the film, the 5-part series. Next year, early next year, you're going to see it. And you know, by the way, the entire thing is how the elites in the intelligence services are inextricably linked with, it's what Tucker said last night. You're going to have to name names and you're going to have to understand how the elites in the world, but also the intelligence services are inextricably linked in Epstein's story. That's the key.
Yeah, well, we've heard Mossad, we've heard CIA, we've heard MI6, so we'll have to wait and see. Michael says that Pam Bondi is the best attorney general Donald Trump has had by a factor of 10,000. She's a star, has our full admiration and support. I disagree. I think that this is one of the Achilles heels of President Trump. Love him. As you know, I love the guy. I think he's the greatest president in my lifetime, and he's eclipsed Ronald Reagan, and because I was a Reagan conservative for many years. I just think this is, for whatever reason, and I don't know who's influencing these decisions. You look at his attorney general, he had Jeff Sessions, horrible. Matt Whitaker actually was a good guy. And I think if he would stayed in, he might have done something, actually. But he was only a temporary. And then they got Bob Barr. He was awful. He was worse than Jeff Sessions. So you got Sessions, and you got Bob Barr, and now you got Bondi? Sorry. I just think we need a strong attorney general. We haven't seen one yet in any Trump term. 7:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 36.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
So the question is, if Chuck is playing a game by himself and he's wrong, does anybody hear it?
Does anybody care?
Traffic or weather on the threes.
I don't give a rat's ass one way or the other.
Yes, like Nuts Johnson.
Southbound I-97. Slowing now. If you're coming down from Benfield, you're coming down from Gambrels on Route 32. Right there, the usual spot, right at the merge at I-97 and Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. So, again, that's the typical ride. Everything through Annapolis is good right now, from the Bay Bridge to Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, and then clear over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild, muggy start today. Clouds and sun this afternoon. High in the 90s. Right now it is cloudy. 75 in Parkville, 76 in Pasadena. Even the Democrats are asking for the Epstein files. Now, maybe this is the method of the madness. Maybe he's whetted their appetite so that this is bipartisan. You got Epstein files all over. You got General Flynn. You got Elon Musk. And then there's radical Jamie Raskin.
It'd be much better for everybody to come clean, and let's vindicate the public interest here. I'm going to be asking Chairman Jordan to call for a hearing where we subpoena the Attorney General and Dan Bongino and Kash Patel to come in and tell us everything that we know, because this thing is really spinning out of control at this point, and there's one way to put it to rest, which is to come clean, as President Trump promised he would during the campaign.
Tell us.
Everything
they know. Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, seems like he's taking the bait.
Is the Trump administration and the Department of Justice hiding? What are you hiding? If you're not hiding anything, prove that to the American people.
Be careful what you ask for. All right, so we'll see what happens there. And let's see. Brian says, speaking of releasing things that people want to see, has this administration ever released the unedited, completely unredacted J6 video from inside and outside the Capitol? Answer, no, they have not. Why not? Despite all the bluster, the Department of Justice, led by Pam Bondi, has not prosecuted a single media leaker. Not one. And there have been leaks, many leaks. Some of them very dangerous. Classified information. We now find out from Project Veritas, text messages show a Secret Service agent disclosing operational details to strangers and disparaging President Trump. You need to get a handle on these agencies. And the other is that we still don't know much about the gunman, Thomas Crooks. We know very little about that gum. Even with the GAO report that just came out. Now, we're being told the FBI, under the direction of Kash Patel, opening an investigation into the decade of Democrat Party antics and misconduct. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, we've seen these investigations. I know Bannon's calling for a special prosecutor in the Epstein files. We saw that before, remember, with Jim Comey. No reasonable prosecutor would indict. Dr. Mike Allen is with us once again. Dr. Allen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yes, sir.
I think the Democrats have been looking for something, anything, to hang their hat on, because they haven't been able to be very successful so far in the 6 months of the second Trump administration. So clearly, they're going to try to climb onto this issue as best they can. And by the way, you're talking about the attorney general position. If you recall, originally, Matt Gaetz was up for attorney general.
Yes.
That didn't fly. And I'm sure there are people that would love to see if he could be the attorney general. My vote, if there is going to be another attorney general, would be Judge Jeanine.
Judge Jeanine, yeah. She would be a great choice. I think she's facing confirmation vote this week, if I'm not mistaken, for U.S. attorney in D.C. But she'd be a great one.
She's a real Trump loyalist.
I also think that Jeff Clark would be an excellent attorney general. He was a deputy AG in the first term. So he would also be another great choice. I think Bondi has baggage in Florida. That's she was involved with a couple of cases, the Trayvon Martin case and a few others where, you know, there were some issues with her. Not that she's, you know, bad, but I just don't think she's top notch what we need to get these skeletons, get these Obama entrenched holdovers, and you need somebody that isn't afraid, doesn't have rabbit ears, and she seems to me like she's
you need someone who's a bulldog and
like Trump. You need somebody with a Trump mindset. Matt Gaetz would have been great, but there was no way he was ever going to pass, and he knew it.
Judge Jeanine, I think, has enough track record with Trump going back 35 years. I think she would be good.
Great suggestion. Thanks, Dr. Allen. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. And coming up a little bit later on, a Democrat perennial candidate for president is visiting Baltimore soon. We'll tell you who. Nick Mosby's got a brand new gig. We'll tell you what that's all about. And what we now know about TWA Flight 800. This has been a story I've been following for a long time. Going back to 1996. It was around this time in July when TWA 800 was, I think, blown out of the sky. And now there might be some evidence to corroborate that. So, and we'll tell you what, Joe Biden was planning CDC quarantine camps. All coming up in the next hour, as well as Kelly Madigan is a finalist for Baltimore County Inspector General. And up next, a Washington County mom is calling for juvenile justice reform. And whatever happened to the promise that City State's Attorney Ivan Bates made on parental accountability for these juveniles? Because that might be the only thing we have left now, seeing as that the progressive Marxist Democrats don't want to hold juvenile thugs accountable in this state. It's 8 o'clock on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening to punish the Kremlin with tariffs if there's no deal to end the war with Ukraine within the next 50 days. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's displeased with Russian President Putin's relentless attacks against Ukrainian civilian areas and Moscow's failure to end the war.
So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days. It's very simple. And they'll be at 100%.
During an Oval Office meeting with the NATO chief, the president also announced plans to sell military equipment to NATO nations who will bolster Ukraine's military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, one old-time New Yorker is refusing to throw in the towel.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wants to be the city's next mayor, put out a video message Monday saying the fight isn't over after losing the Democratic primary in June. Democratic Socialist and Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani beat Cuomo by 12 percentage points.
My opponent, Mr. Mamdani, offers slick slogans but no real solutions.
Cuomo says only 13% of New Yorkers voted in the June primary, and November is a long way off. Julie Walker, New York.
Investigation continues in Kentucky. A man accused of killing two women at a church Sunday morning had been scheduled for a domestic violence hearing the next day. Police say the incident began when the 47-year-old man shot and wounded a state trooper. He then drove to the church and opened fire. He also wounded two other people. Police then shot and killed the man. John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, died Monday at the age of 86 after a battle with pneumonia. He was a longtime valued member of the Salem Radio Network family. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, the tunnel's still looking at about 20 to 25-minute delays. Southbound 895 is still backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. 95 begins with the backup at Moravia Road. So 20 to 25 minutes. All the lanes are open, but very slow southbound. There's a new report of an accident. Can't confirm it yet. Northbound JFX at Northern Parkway. Heads up for that if you're traveling north from Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 76 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Severe storms wreaked havoc in the Baltimore area Monday. Flash flood warnings were issued and several roadways became flooded during the heavy rainfall. Vehicles became stranded in high water on Pulaski Highway at East Monument Street. Rescuers also pulled a woman out of Herring Run Stream in northwest Baltimore. Three Baltimore police officers have confirmed a dangerous street drug called New Jack City may be tied to last week's mass overdose at the intersection of Pennsylvania and North Avenues. The officers spoke with Spotlight on Maryland but have chosen to remain anonymous. One officer said the drug may contain Freon or antifreeze. A 20-year-old man was killed Sunday afternoon in a crash in Eldersburg. Police in Carroll County say Casey Tucker was pronounced dead following the wreck in the area of Route 32 and Londontown Boulevard. Nurses at Baltimore St. Agnes Hospital are planning to hold a one-day strike next week over concerns about patient care, staffing levels, and high turnover. The strike is scheduled to take place on July 24th. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 840, pick 4, 5500. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. On pace to eclipse the single-season American League record for home runs, the Mariners' Cal Raleigh took aim at the home run derby glory last night, and indeed he won it with a total of 54, the Big Dumper, as he's known, with his dad on the mound and his brother, the Little Dumper, I guess, behind the plate, outlast the Rays' Junior Caminero with an assist from one of the ball catchers in the outfield. Listen to this.
No freaking way. No way.
Oh, no way!
What are you doing?
Caminero robbed by the ball catcher with an over-the-fence grab and indeed ends up losing by one to Cal Raleigh. The Nats' James Wood, an only native, blasted a 486-foot homer among his 16 dingers, but exited after round one. Ravens' 30th anniversary season begins today as the rookies report for training camp. Head coach John Harbaugh vowing to make this season one to remember.
We are locked in on doing everything we can possibly do to be in, you know, to be the very best football team we can be with intentionality and with purpose.
And it all begins this morning in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's all in the numbers for Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland is right here. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off. He'll be back tomorrow on the program. And coming up in this hour, we are going to take a look at, a couple of prominent names. One visiting Baltimore in a town hall, perennial Democrat presidential candidate loser. Nick Moser's got a new gig. We'll tell you about what may have happened to TWA 800 almost 30 years ago. And the Biden had CDC quarantine camps planned for all of us. Also, we'll take a look at a couple other local stories as well. A couple of top local stories. I just want to mention that we now know that Kelly Madigan, who was a guest a couple of weeks ago here on the show, she's the excellent Baltimore County Inspector General, named Fraud Fighter of the Year. That was basically told to reapply for her job. Kathy Klossmeyer, who was hired, I think, by Johnny Zero to be the hatchet woman in this particular case, got caught. And now she's trying to scramble and justify what this whole interview process. Now, I understand it. This panel, this board they selected to interview candidates, only interviewed the first round. The second round of candidates... We're now being told that Madigan is a finalist for the job. That doesn't mean she has it yet, folks. Far from it. That Kathy Klossmeyer herself is going to be interviewing Kelly Madigan along with one other individual. And I guess they're going to come up with the three finalists from there. And who knows if there's going to be a third round or whatever. But this has just been botched completely. You have one of the best, if not the best, candidate already on the job. And to make her jump through hoops like this is just typical Democrat machine politics in this state. So, she appears ready to completely bypass this panel that she set up, she appointed, And now she's going to bypass it and because maybe she doesn't like the way things are going. Maybe it's because she was named a finalist, she injected herself in, I got to stop this now. You know, Johnny Zero won't be happy. Because remember, Johnny Zero, about 4 or 5 years ago, tried to strip Kelly Madigan of her power as Inspector General. So he's had her in the crosshairs for quite some time. The big story is Chris Papps, Fox 45's excellent Project Baltimore reporter, sitting down with a Washington County mother whose daughter was sexually assaulted in her school. Here's her story.
This happened the afternoon of Thursday, March 27th.
Julie Wilson.
My daughter was walking from dance to her next class.
Hasn't always been an angry person.
In the hallway of Western Heights Middle School.
But the story behind this letter she wrote to the State Department of Juvenile Services in April has changed her.
I have become a very angry person, unfortunately. I will fight tooth and nail to protect my daughter. And she is not currently protected.
Who do you blame?
Maryland and the school.
Yeah. Well, who else could you blame? And we'll find out why she blames Maryland. But here's what happened to her daughter while she was in school.
He walked across the hall to her, grabbed her breast, and ran away. She just kind of had a total breakdown right there in the hallway. She was terrified to go back after that.
The juvenile cretin that did this disgusting act, we found out, Hagerstown police said he was only 12, so they couldn't charge him based on Maryland law.
If he just is allowed to do this and nothing happens, what is he going to do when he is older? And it's teaching my daughter that it's just okay. He can do these things to her and there's no consequences. You know, but in the meantime, she's the one having the panic attacks and going to see the doctor.
Yeah. And remember who's responsible for this. Remember Senator Jill Carter? Remember the Juvenile Justice Reform Act that passed several years ago?
Juvenile court was never intended to mediate schoolyard squabbles or mete out punishment for childish mistakes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that qualifies as a schoolyard squabble when your young daughter has her breast grabbed by another individual forcibly. And now she's got to go back to school this fall with the same offender. And in Maryland, you can't charge him. You can't do anything. Thanks to Jill Carter, Will Smith, Luke Clippinger, I'm sorry, and many others. Now, there is some good news on the juvenile front. We'll get to that in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so both the tunnels are still backed up. 895 is slowing before the bridge at Pulaski Highway. From there into the tunnel and then down to Child Street, 20 to 25 minutes there. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. I'm looking at what appears to be a minor wreck here in the median on 95 South at the Keith Avenue ramp. I don't think there's anybody with it so far. A couple of vehicles are involved there in the median, so they're looking at it. Once the police car arrives there, it's going to add more traffic to 95 as you're coming south. So after O'Donnell Street, before Keith Avenue, just to make sure, I would stay to the center and the right-hand side. Report of an accident, can't confirm it because we can't see it. Northbound JFX in the area of the ramp at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mild and muggy start to the day, then a mixture of clouds and sun later this afternoon. In the 90s, storm possible. More storms on the way Wednesday. Right now we're cloudy and 74 in Ellicott City, 74 in Reisterstown. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention to under the big top of the center ring. There is a small EV packed full of Democrat elected leaders, activists, members of the media, and yes, a few members of Antifa. You know, that's who Jesse Crockett actually thinks is a relative. They're there traveling in a series of left-handed turns before eventually comes to a rolling stop, and out pops one commie Karen Bass. A Fidel Castro operative and communist, elevated to the vice chair of National Endowment for Democracy, the center of Soft Power Operations U.S. government. She was tied to a terrorist group who blew up a federal building. She should be serving a long prison sentence, but Bill Clinton pardoned her. Now she's ready to give out cash to illegal aliens.
Because, you know, you have people who don't want to leave their homes, who are not going to work, and they are in need of cash. It's a couple hundred dollars. I don't know the exact amount, and this should be available in about a week.
Karen Bass, the original Karen, giving cash cards to illegal aliens affected by ICE. To get one, you just have to say, "I'm too afraid to go to work." To hand out the cash, she's chosen Churla, a nonprofit that instigated the riots after getting $34 million in public funds. In the Democrat Party, the more you hate and want to destroy America, the higher you ascend. Get back in the clown car, Karen. And there she goes, off into the distance. So the good news on the juvenile front, we think, is the acting secretary of Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services, Betsy Fox Tolentino, was appointed by Governor Wes Moore after Vinny Schiraldi resigned, air quotes. He was fired. She announced a mandatory detention policy for teens arrested for serious crimes while wearing ankle monitors. She said, quote, "These changes show a willingness to have hard conversations and make quick decisions when they can help us rebuild trust and community safety," end of quote. So the policy, which was unveiled Friday, required juvenile services staff to detain children until the next court day upon law enforcement's request when they have been charged with a serious crime, you know, such as a gun charge, you know, attempted murder, armed robbery, armed carjacking, assault with a deadly weapon. But they have to be already wearing ankle monitors. Say so. If you can have a gun charge, if you weren't wearing an ankle monitor to begin with, well, maybe that's not. See, then they got to get that ankle monitor slapped on. But if that means they are a repeat offender, previously detaining a child already on ankle monitoring was optional, even if police requested that they be detained. So we'll see. This policy, to my knowledge, has now been in effect about 10 days. Police Commissioner Worley said, "I appreciate the DGS for taking swift action in response to the concerns raised by me and the members of my team." End of quotes. Scott Schellenberger, the Baltimore County State's Attorney, said this was a step in the right direction, but there's more work that needs to be done. So I think the one encouraging note is that Betsy Fox Tolentino is beginning to listen to law enforcement on this. Now, the proof is in the pudding. We shall see if DGS does indeed practice what they preach. If this is going to be a policy. If there's a juvenile thug wearing an ankle monitor and commits one of these offenses while wearing it, we'll see if they're detained and if the city state's attorney will be called, Ivan Bates, and get a chance. Because remember, Ivan Bates, and when he ran to help clean up the mess that Marilyn Mosby helped to create, and he had this message for parents of these, again, children who are wandering the streets at all hours of the day and night, vandalizing, carjacking, and assaulting.
"From here on out, if you are found to be contributing to delinquency of a minor child, my office will look to charge you to hold you accountable."
Okay. Well, where is that? It's been some time since Ivan Bates said that, and I have given him credit. We're helping to reduce the crime and the gun violence and the non-fatal shootings, et cetera, and I think he does deserve a great deal of credit. But where have you been on charging the parents? So we're going to get into the former deputy commissioner, Jason Johnson, has some thoughts on that. We'll get into that coming up next. Your thoughts as well. Is it a problem now in going after the parents, and how so? I think we should, because right now there's just no intestinal fortitude or will or cojones, whatever you want to say, for any progressive Marxist Democrat in the state of Maryland to go after the offenders. There's just none. Okay, we've seen it now for 3 years in a row. They just won't do it. And so we have to have a different solution, and maybe holding the parents accountable is the best option. Day 20, 20 minutes after the hour on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Is your home ready for another hot summer? At Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, we've been keeping our customers feeling comfy and happy for over 32 years. How about a $69 AC checkup for starters? And mention WCBM and get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. We also do boilers, ductless mini splits, repairs, replacements, and custom ductwork. We do it all. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. We're licensed, insured, and proud to hold a triple B+ rating. Metropolitan Plumbing, where comfort meets craftsmanship.
My name is Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Randy says, hey, Sean, I remember how we fixed the problem of one boy grabbing our classmate's rear ends. We took him out back, and we beat him down. Where are all the stand-up 12-year-old boys who also can't be charged with the crime? Yeah, things were different back then, Randy. You're absolutely right about that. Mark wants to know, why is Ed Rothstein joining Westmore's cabinet? Looks very swampy and suspicious to me. Yeah, Carroll County Republican joining the Democrat administration. Again, the swamp is everywhere. It's just not in D.C. So, just a good question. We'll see if somebody else can formulate an answer for you. It's 823. Traffic weather on the threes now. With the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Used to be the swamp out there at Slinter's Field.
Yeah. It got really marshy at times.
Yeah. Especially with the swimming pool at St. Joe overflowing.
We should see you out there with your scuba gear on a regular basis. You used to go to submarine races out there.
It's until the brothers at Mount St. Joe said, oh, you're going to have to go back over the fence. Okay, brother. The police car has arrived now on the wreck here, 95 South at Keith Avenue. It's before the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and they're sitting into the left-hand side, into the median, but they're looking at it, and the heavy traffic is already there, still backed up back towards Moravia Road. This is only adding to it. There's no direct lane blockage. Southbound, and then 895 has been slow coming in from the area around the Urban Avenue, Pulaski Highway area. We're still getting a report there may be some activity on the JFX northbound with the wreck near the ramp at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Mild and muggy this morning. Mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon. Into the 90s. Maybe a pop-up storm here or there right now. Cloudy, 76 in Middle River. And it is 76 in Pasadena. Well, one more thought here on the charging parents. Jason Johnson, former deputy commissioner, Baltimore Police Department, was on with Fox 45 yesterday. And he said there might be one problem with Ivan Bates wanting to hold parents accountable. for their juvenile children's crimes.
I think it's a good idea, and it might be the path to really starting to make some progress, more progress on juveniles. The problem is going to be is that the statute that he cited, which is a statute most people call contributing to the delinquency of a minor, which would potentially apply to this situation, but it would require a lot more evidence. It's not a strict liability offense, so it's not as if just because one's child has been is engaged in delinquent activity that therefore the parent or guardian can be charged. It would require an investigation into what the parent or guardian knew in advance of the delinquent activity, or and also what actions they took to either promote it or to try to prevent it. So it would consume some additional resources.
Yeah, and I think I understand where he's gone with this, because you just can't charge the parent with the criminal action committed by their child. You can't do it. The statute won't allow it. So you got to be a little bit creative, and maybe City State's Attorney Evan Bates will do this. Maybe there's another charge. Because remember, they got Al Capone. Remember Al Capone, the mobster? They got him on tax evasion. With all the things that Al Capone did, they eventually nailed him on tax evasion. So you got to get a little creative. So maybe you charge him with child neglect, child abuse. If you're knowingly allowing your child to wander the streets at all hours of the night, and they're a minor, and not providing supervision, maybe neglect would be a better one. Abuse, it might be a tougher one to prove, but who knows? Whatever happened to the Baltimore City curfew? Is there still a curfew on, to your knowledge? I know there was last year and the year before that, because of the wildings that were going on in Fells Point and elsewhere. So the question, maybe there's a curfew squad that just, you know, basically patrols the streets and picks up wayward Utes and transports them. Doesn't give them an option. They automatically go to a holding area. I hate to say cell because people don't want to hear that. They go to a holding area where they're kept safe. They give them a cot. And here's your phone. Call mommy and daddy or guardian A, guardian B, whoever it is, and come pick you up because you were wandering the streets after curfew or you were picked up acting suspiciously, whatever the case may be. John is in Crownsville. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I want to point out the problem with the youth in Maryland, and I point the finger at the government because I had a lot of problems with my daughter when she was 17 years old, and I had to call the police several times, and they would come here and tell me, well, I'm responsible for her until she was 18 years old. But if she would try to leave, and I would physically try to stop her, and I would leave any kind of mark on her, any type of, even a fingerprint bruise, because you grabbed your child too hard by the hand, they would come charge me with domestic violence.
Yep, you're right.
So where is the fine line?
Yeah, they got you. A lot of kids today know they got you between hard place.
Maryland, yeah. It's the state of Maryland. Maryland has caused this problem, and now they're going to throw it back and point the finger at the parents. It is the parents' problem. If the parents try to do something, they're going to be charged. I mean, if I have weapons, you're going to come take my guns away? You're going to make me go to anger management classes? I mean, the state of Maryland is the problem here.
Yeah, that is no doubt. Problem. We're going to agree on that. But we live here, and we recognize it's the problem, and we recognize who's causing the problem, yet same people get reelected in office each and every year. So,
well, I think the problem with that is, too, the fact that we live right here by the government. All the government people live in Maryland. All these left-wing people that work for the government. And the fact that Trump's going in there and weed them out, get rid of some of these people, maybe Maryland will have a chance to turn him back to Republican and actually have the people's back.
All right, John, I think you make a fair point. So, again, even if you try as a parent to discipline your child, even if you didn't physically restrain them, who knows? There's got to be somebody at the ACLU, if you lock them up in their room, after dinner, and saying you can't come out until your homework's done, whatever, there's somebody who's going to say it's cruel, unusual punishment. They'll come after you for
absolutely
that as well. Yeah.
Maryland is the real problem. The Democrats of Maryland are the real problem in America, period, not just Maryland. In our whole country. I'm an 11th generation Marylander. My family's been here 296 years.
Yeah. So it's
it just makes my head spin.
Yeah, it makes all of us spin. I've been doing this on the air now for 40 plus years in the Baltimore area, and I've just seen it get progressively worse each and every year. John, thanks for the call. We got to run. Coming up on a hard break. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines once again. In for Bruce. Here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Three Baltimore police officers have confirmed a dangerous street drug called New Jack City may be tied to last week's mass overdose at the intersection of Pennsylvania and North Avenues. The officers spoke with Spotlight on Maryland, but have chosen to remain anonymous. The drug has been seen on the streets of Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Neighbors of Baltimore's open-air drug market say they have also heard the drug is taking the streets by storm. A woman swimming in Herring Run Stream last night had to be rescued from its rushing waters. Baltimore police and firefighters responded to the incident just before 8 p.m. near the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane in Northeast Baltimore's Frankford neighborhood. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation praised Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott during their annual meeting with the mayor in the city yesterday. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen thanked the mayor and his team for the extraordinary progress they have made. U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks called Mayor Scott a super bad mayor and an incredible leader. The Baltimore Sun reports the city has 68 reported homicides through June of this year, a 22% drop from the first half of 2024 and the lowest number in more than 50 years. Non-fatal shootings also had a nearly 20% reduction from last year. Governor Wes Moore has appointed Ed Rothstein as Secretary of the Maryland Department of Veterans and Military Families. The retired Army colonel is currently in his second term as a Carroll County Commissioner. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is preparing to begin a dredge of the Ocean City Inlet ahead of the 52nd White Marlin Open in August. The work is scheduled to begin on Wednesday. We'll be back after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 840, pick 4, 5500. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident in the median is 95 southbound. It's before Keith Avenue, right at the top of the hill. And before you get to the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there are now three police cars there backing this up onto the side. The one vehicle is pretty well banged up in the front. So be prepared. They're going to be there for a while, and they are attracting some attention. So you might want to just move over and let these responders do what they have to do in the left-hand lane. It's going to keep 95 slow back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A little mild and muggy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 70s. As we head toward the afternoon, look for a mix of clouds and sun. Do have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs back into the lower 90s. More storms on the way on Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The next generation of Major League Baseball power hitters put on a show last night in Atlanta as seven of the eight players in the Derby were first-timers. Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh wins it with 54 in all, but in all fairness, Pirates shortstop O'Neill Cruz stole the show.
Okay! Welcome to the Derby, O'Neill Cruz! Wow!
Call on ESPN. O'Neal with the four longest shots last night. 513 feet, 498, 492, and 486 as well, but he was knocked out in the semifinals. All-star game tonight, Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal, the starters. Ryan O'Hearn, the lone Oriole, will start at DH and bat sixth for the American League. MLB draft is over, and the Birds appear pleased with their haul. 24 in all, 13 pitchers, 11 in the field, two catchers, including Caden Bodine, the 30th overall pick out of Coastal Carolina. O's VP of Player Development, Matt Blood, on Bodine.
He's just a very polished player. He was a high-level competitive wrestler when he was, you know, in high school, and you can see that athleticism and body control and just awareness, you know, using the ground when he's catching.
A couple of remnant notes from the MLB draft. Long Reach High School's Aiden West, taken by the Dodgers in the fourth round, the first from Howard County to be drafted since Reservoir grad Cody Morris back in 2018. And Corona High School, located in Riverside County in Southern Cal, made MLB draft history with two picks selected top 10 in the MLB draft. Ravens open camp this morning with rookies reporting. Vets to follow 1 week from today. Lamar Jackson at the mic a couple of weeks back, addressing the turnovers / playoff failures of years past.
You know, it's football. Everything not going to go our way, man. You know, before it was like, oh, you can't win a playoff game. No, we won a playoff game. We got to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. Then we just fell short, like two games short this year. But we're going to bounce back. And when we come back, I feel like we're going to have vengeance on our mind.
Vengeance on our mind. NBA news. Spurs star center Victor Wembanyama has been fully cleared and expects to play next season after dealing with deep vein thrombosis in his shoulder for the last few months. He told the French newspaper L'Equipe on Monday. However, no official comment from the Spurs on the report. The time now is 8:36. When we return, it's all in the numbers.
Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, do you think Caden Bodine is related to Jethro Bodine by any chance?
I think they're distant cousins.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That was my favorite show when I was growing up.
Beverly Hillbillies.
It's still funny. It stood the test of time.
Was Jethro your favorite?
Yeah.
He was the best. You didn't like Ellie Mae. You went for Jethro.
Well, no. I'm, of course, I like Ellie Mae. But, I mean, Jethro so funny. That show was hilarious.
Just to hear them say cement pie was, that was it. I cracked up every time I heard that.
God, Granny was the best. Yeah. Anyway, on the numerology, I don't know if you believe in numerology or not, but notice the dates, yesterday and today. Yesterday was the 14th of July, 714. Today is the 15th, 715. Those numbers are iconic in baseball. 714 for the Babe, and then 715, Henry Aaron broke Babe's record. Both of them did that in a Braves uniform. The Babe hit number 714 as a Boston Brave.
Right.
Henry, of course, did it as an Atlanta Brave.
Right.
The game is in Atlanta.
The Braves.
Right. The Home Run Derby was in Atlanta last night.
Right.
So that's why, I don't know if you watched it, but the American League players were all wearing the number 3 for the Babe's
for
number.
The Babe.
And the NL players were all wearing the number 44 for Henry Aaron.
Okay, great.
So the numerology last night in Atlanta was something that you can't ignore.
And Barry Bonds is nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. I believe in numerology, by the way. So, yeah.
I can tell. So can Lamar.
I am on Lamar this morning, aren't I?
Yes, you are, but that's okay.
I think Lamar's going to have
there
a
are high
season.
Expectations.
Mm-hmm, there is.
All right. We'll see what happens.
That'll do it for the morning.
Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 9 o'clock. Yes, there is a curfew, to answer my own question. I looked it up. Here is the curfew for Baltimore youths. They under the age of 14 got to be home by 9 p.m. 14 to 16 got to be in the home by 11 p.m. No word on how they're enforcing it or if there's any punishment if you're caught out after curfew, which kind of makes sense for Baltimore. Why would they have any consequences to any of their policies, if you will? Okay, I did want to tell you this. I promised this yesterday. I want to make sure we got this. This has always been one of the stories I've been very interested in. Back on July 17th, 1996 TWA 800 was a Paris-bound 747, and it blew up 10 miles off Long Island's South Shore, killing all 230 souls on board. In the days leading up to the anniversary, Jack Cashel, who wrote TWA 800 Behind the Cover-Up and Conspiracy, and has been investigating this for 25 years, says he has learned of some new information that perhaps might explain what happened that day. Ron Crick is the father of Oliver Crick, a 25-year-old student flight engineer killed in the crash. Crick had been joined in this lawsuit by relatives of other deceased passengers and crew. The defendants in this lawsuit are Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and the United States government. And the reason why they're being sued is because Mr. Crick got information gleaned from a FOIA request brought by Tom Stalkup, a no-nonsense physicist who had been pursuing this case since he was a grad student back in 1996. To establish his claims, Stalkup, granted subpoena power, was able to depose several key witnesses from within the investigation. Stalkup appeared in a documentary in 2001 called Silenced, and then later in another documentary, TWA Flight 800. So here's what happened, according to this lawsuit. July 17, 1996, a Boeing 747 headed for Paris took off from New York's JFK around 8:20 p.m. Within 12 minutes of takeoff, the plane exploded and crashed into the Atlantic off the coast of Long Island. All 230 passengers perished in the crash. The federal government released a report contending that the explosion was the result of an electrical fire in the airplane's center fuel tank. We now know that not to be true. Thanks to this physicist, through his FOIA litigation in Massachusetts, evidence has now emerged that the TWA 800's explosion was not caused by any defect in the airplane, but instead by an errant United States missile fired at aerial target drones flying nearby. The evidence unearthed by Dr. Stalkup establishes the United States, including its agencies, all the missile agencies, DOD, you name it, all the alphabet agencies, were testing the Aegis weapons system and firing SM-2 missiles with live warheads from warships at aerial missile targets off the coast of New York in close proximity to commercial airline flight paths. One such missile struck TWA Flight 800, causing it to break apart and crash in the Atlantic Ocean, killing everyone on board. Newly discovered evidence also shows that these defendants engaged in a top-down cover-up to prevent the public from learning the truth about TWA 800. Proof of this cover-up and of the defendants' underlying culpability for the crash only recently unearthed by Dr. Stalkup after 10 years of fighting FOIA litigation against government defendants. So, again, this is a continuing lawsuit. This has not been brought to its fruition yet, but now this evidence is starting to come out. It's much more involved. I'll just give you a summary of what's happening here, but there was an attempt throughout the course of the investigation. The FBI removed copies of Navy radar tapes, refused to allow the NTSB to conduct eyewitness interviews. Look, you go through everything that the government did here. They did not want to be held culpable for the deaths of 230 souls. And this appears to have been just a horrific accident. Testing weapon systems and an errant missile striking TWA 800. Fascinating story. For one more, Jack Cashel, C-A-S-H-I-L-L. Look him up. Check it out. It is fascinating. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like that wreck is still there. They're in the median, and again, three police cars with it on the southbound side of I-95 coming to the top of the hill. It's right before you get on the slope that goes down to the toll plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all the lanes are getting by to the right. They still see traffic moving, but every once in a while, we've been backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's an attention getter southbound. Not so much there's a big backup because of that. We were backed up anyway. Like, see traffic moving coming south from Eastern Avenue. They're getting by it, but it's just slow right in that area. So we'll still plan accordingly there. More than likely, a little backup yet on the Beltway, Parkville side through Greenspring and coming down the west side. Still pretty busy yet from that stretch, moving south from 795 down through Route 40 West.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, a mild and muggy start today. Some clouds and sun later this afternoon, highs in the 90s. Storms possible later this afternoon, more storms on the way tomorrow. Cloudy 77 in Dundalk, 77 in Arnold. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A couple of years ago, last time I was in New York City was to see a Broadway performance of the musical Beautiful Noise. It is the story, life story of Neil Diamond, who I have always been a fan of. And going way back to his early days and through the Jazz Singer and so much more. Always been a fan of Neil Diamond and his music. And just in case you don't know, Neil is 84 now, and he's been battling Parkinson's disease and is no longer performs on a regular basis, except for now. Neil attended a performance of the musical Beautiful Noise about his life. At the end of the show, the performer who portrays Neil, there's actually several. There's one that plays young Neil Diamond and then the older Neil Diamond. But at the very end, the older Neil Diamond surprised the crowd by introducing Neil in the audience. They then handed him a microphone, and he sang the finale with him. And despite being 84 years of age and battling Parkinson's disease, Neil gave it his all, and he sounded pretty darn good, you know, as far as I was concerned. That's just an incredibly good story, and best of luck and health to Neil Diamond. No matter how bad you think the COVID policies were, they were intended to be much worse. Just keep that in mind. There still needs to be a lot of people held accountable for what they wanted to do. They talk about Trump being a fascist. We know who the true fascists were. We saw them. We lived it. We lived it here in Maryland with Governor Hogan's lockdown policies. We saw it at the federal level. People in the military fired because they wouldn't take a jab. People lost their jobs because they wouldn't take a jab. Consider the jab passports alone. Six cities locked down to include only the jabbed people in public indoor places. And now we find out they were more likely to not only spread it, to get it, but to spread it. They were New York City, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. The plan was to enforce this with a jab passport. It broke. Once the news leaked that the shot didn't stop infection or transmission, the planners lost all public support and the scheme collapsed. Now, remember, undoubtedly, this was planned to be permanent and nationwide, if not worldwide, because this was a global pandemic. Instead, they had to dial back the scheme, and the CDC apparently was building or had plans to build quarantine camps nationwide. People were going to be isolated, given only food and some cleaning supplies. They would be banned from participating in any religious services. The plan included contingencies for preventing suicide. There were no provisions made for any legal appeals or even the right to legal counsel, which this would have been one of the worst unconstitutional acts any government would ever perform on anyone else. And it was the Democrats, for the most part, that originated this plan, that schemed up this plan and tried to put it in place. The plan's authors were unnamed, but we should investigate who they were. And not let them anywhere near government again. This was completely official. The document was removed from the CDC March 26, 2023. During that entire time, the plan survived on the CDC's public site with little to no public notice or controversy. The plan was called Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID Infections in Humanitarian Settings. It's typical government speak. But what these were quarantine camps that if you didn't get the jab, that you were going to be sent. You're going to be sent to quarantine camps, much like the concentration camps that the Jews were sent during Nazi Germany. So now you want to make comparisons about fascism, Jazzy Crockett, and the rest of you Democrats? We know who the true fascists are. And one of these days, the entire truth will get out there for all to see. All right, it's 8:50. Coming up next, a prominent perennial Democrat loser comes to town, and Nick Mosby's got a brand new gig.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Yeah, I know the mayor is crying about these homicide rates and non-fatal shootings and so on and so forth, and things could be a heck of a lot worse. Let's look at some numbers inside the Baltimore City Police Department, shall we? There are still 500 vacancies. Okay? 800 and almost 900,000 overtime hours. That's burning out the force, folks. That's what they're doing. They're burning out cops. Nearly 500 officers are short out of 2,500 budgeted. They've recruited just 47 police officers since last October. That's it. So we're now in 7 months in July, 10 months? 40, that's like five officers a month? And the city is still spending millions with nothing sustainable in place. Over in Baltimore County, not much better. 108 officer vacancies. County roads are less patrolled. We have slow response times, fewer proactive stops or community patrols. It's happening everywhere. Burned out cops, empty academic seats, overtime band-aids, and the public wondering who's even left. Dancer 911. Don't worry. Progressives like Zoran Mamdani, they're going to have a bunch of social workers standing by. You know, maybe even the Red Brigade to come answer your call. 8:53.
Swear me in if you want to. I'll take the job.
Yes, Sheriff Buford T. Justice. He's on the job, folks.
I'll
right
be in
now,
low-speed pursuit.
Right now, he's telling you where to go.
Oh, you don't want to go that far. End of the morning. I'm all stressed out. Don't do that, please. Now there are two wrecks on 95 South, tractor-trailer, another couple of vehicles, southbound at Moravia Road. They're on the right shoulder. This other wreck here is southbound before the Keith Avenue ramp and into the area before the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And as you're moving south,
they're in the left-hand median, so they're off the roadway. Both of these are off the roadway. Pretty good size backup on 95, still back towards the city-county line. 895 gets the word, so they move over there, and 895 is still going to be slow coming south from Pulaski Highway and going into both the tunnels. 25-minute delays at least right now, southbound into both the tunnels. Some leftover slowing around the Beltway, but with the normal delays on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Another mild, muggy start to the day. Mixture of clouds and sun, highs in the 90s. Storm is possible. More storms on the way for Wednesday. It's just that, boy, the humidity's really been up there. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Severn, and it is 77 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. Did you see all the floodwaters
yes.
in New York and New Jersey?
Oh.
I was watching some of the videos of people, you know, just kind of recording the floodwaters in the New York City subway station, and no one's like panicking.
I've seen it.
I would have been beside myself.
That's one way to drown the rats, you know?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Because it was so high up. And everybody's just like, wow, this is a lot of water.
We had a water rescue here in Baltimore.
I did see that. Yeah. Oh, scary stuff. Okay. Well, you know what? When they were passing around that meme, like, flooded again. Have you seen that meme?
Yeah.
Where it's like, things are so crazy. Please flood it again. I mean, it looks like that's what's happening. Of course, we're going to start the show talking about Kelly Madigan, the Inspector General. Apparently, it's down to three contestants. There are three people now up for this Inspector General
job. So here's the question. The question is, did Kelly Madigan become a finalist and now Kathy Klausmeier is going to inject herself?
Yep.
Or did it happen that she helped pick her to become a finalist? I think it was the former, not the latter.
Yes, I think so, too. Because I kept reading it over and over. The Baltimore Brew had it. Fox 45 had the story. I'm reading it. I'm trying to read between the lines. And it looks to me that the panel must have gone with Kelly Madigan, right? And again, this is allegedly. This is my opinion.
Right.
They must have gone with Kelly Madigan. And somebody, possibly Klausmeier, said, no, we're just going to take the top three that you liked. And now I'm going to choose, who's going to move forward in this position. She's making up the rules as she goes along. She continues to move the goalposts.
But you can do that if you're a Democrat in this city, in this county, in this state. You can do that.
You get
away with it.
It's sad because this is not what she said. I mean, Kelly Madigan should be, feeling relieved right now because she knows that she's going to be the IG again. But here she is still in limbo. So we'll talk about that.
But here's the question. Because the county council, I think 7 of the 8 councilmen saying that they're only going to vote for Madigan.
Right.
Okay. So they vote for Madigan. Can Klausmeier, she can veto it, right?
Yep. Sounds like she would.
They would have the votes to override it. So, I mean, why go through this, I guess, futile exercise?
It's really bizarre. I think the only thing is that maybe Klausmeier and friends, whoever's behind the scenes on this, maybe they feel that they can talk these county council members into voting for someone else, possibly.
Uh-oh.
And they're buying time.
Are you suggesting favors might be traded?
I mean, I don't know what else could be happening here, because what is the holdup? It makes no sense at this point.
She just should have been reappointed from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah, now, so we're going to talk about that. Andrew Cuomo, he's not taking his defeat in stride. He's now made a comeback.
He's in it to win it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll try this time.
They're going to mess up and really elect Bob Dotti. That's what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
And I am just shocked that he's not getting better advice. I mean, this isn't some rookie. This is the former governor, Andrew Cuomo. So we're going to talk about that. And then, of course, I got some audio to play from back in the day, Sean, from 2020. You know, our congressional delegation, they were in Baltimore City yesterday with the mayor talking about the federal funding that has been cut. But I found some audio from Infume on election night where he said he was going to do his darndest to make sure more businesses and corporations came into the state of Maryland, especially the 7th District, so that we could really build revenue that way. So having to play some of that 2020 clip.
And that never happened, folks.
Yeah.
Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim, appreciate it. By the way, Beto O'Rourke coming to town this Sunday. He'll be at the, one of the local establishments. We don't even know why. I think he's just part of the I Want to Be Part of the Fight Oligarchy Tour, but I'm not actually part of the Fight Oligarchy Tour. And Nick Mosby's got a new gig. He is takes a job with his ex-wife's employer, a California nonprofit seeking to build stuff here in Baltimore. So those two just can't get away from each other. What a love story. Rescue Natural Supplements. So I'm going to remind you that the Christmas in July sale going on strong. And this is a time of the year where we want you to feel better in the summer. It's a great time people get exercise. They work out. This is a great opportunity for you to save 50, 60, up to 73% off your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements site-wide at res-q.com. And or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE and order yours today. And what I would recommend you do is use the coupon code FREESEND, FREESEND, and you get free shipping on your entire order. And again, those prices have been dramatically reduced, 50, 60, 73%. Don't forget, FREESEND, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Or order online, res-q.com. Thanks to Michelle Drusella, our executive producer. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.